This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady takes the snap, looks, fires, end zone. Yeah! Touchdown! Aaron Hernandez, Tom Brady, pulls the fat out of the fire.
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
And the Patriots are world champions again, back-to-back, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Adam Jones, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots close out the regular season at home against the Miami Dolphins.
Brady awaiting the shotgun snap on fourth down. He's got it. Back to throw. Looks. Fires. Caught. Touchdown. Rob Gronkowski.
Now, Adam, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Welcome into the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Adam Jones and Andy Hart, you just heard them there, live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Paul Perillo, elsewhere right now, Andy.
He found a better gig.
He's got other stuff
going on
here.
He's big timing in on the Sports Hub.
On our pregame social, Miami is beneath him, apparently.
Probably getting made fun of by Andy Gresh
right now. That's probably what's going on. So Paul Perillo will join us coming up here in about 10 minutes on Patriots.com as we take you up to Patriots and Dolphins. 4:25 Eastern kick in the season finale for New England.
This is why I hate Dolphins week.
And obviously,
I hate that drop.
Obviously, Andy, we're keeping an eye on this Colts game right now.
Good news, 7-6.
They're driving. They're on top by a point midway through the second quarter. And obviously, big news for the Patriots. If Houston falls, New England can slide into one of those top two spots in the AFC. How important is that for New England, Andy?
I think it's huge. I think it's the difference between going to the Super Bowl and not going to the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be very difficult to play this team with all the injuries and how banged up they are. 21 guys, I think, this week on the injury report. I think it's going to be very difficult to go through, say, Cincinnati and then through Denver and then through Houston, whatever. However it unfolds, to have three straight games against pretty good, pretty physical football teams, even though Houston obviously really hasn't been all that impressive since the Patriots dismantled them. I think it's more the culmination of three straight games. And if you can chop one of those off, I think there's a good chance they go to the Super Bowl.
Where would you want to avoid if you're the Patriots?
Denver, probably, just because they've been winning. It's not that I have this great fear of beating Denver. Obviously, Denver in Denver is a different beast, you know, the altitude. And we've had fans during the week calling in, you know, should they go out there a week early and get ready? And, you know, that's the biggest issue in a lot of fans' mind is the altitude and the adjustment to Denver. I don't know. I'm just going to give Denver credit for winning 10 in a row,
yep.
I believe. And, you know, they have a top five offense, top five defense. They're a good balanced team. A lot of people think their front is one of the best in football, you know, with Doomerville and Miller and the pressure they can put on you. And obviously with Peyton Manning, match that up with this secondary, which still is very much a work in progress. Playing good football on the road, Denver's a troublesome matchup for me.
Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Adam Jones and Andy Hart here on Patriots.com. We're presented.
You introduce our lovely guest?
Just about to do that. By Dunkin' Donuts, make you a sandwich, or let them make you a sandwich, rather. Dunkin's Turkey Cheddar Bacon and Ham and Cheese Bakery sandwiches are made with care so you can enjoy life's simple pleasures. Get yours today. America runs on Dunkin'. And as Andy points out, we do have a special guest in studio from one of our Patriots fan clubs, Christina, joining us here on the program. And she's a little different than Fat Tony here. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, guys.
She brought us some nice T-shirts here that
yes.
we can... Maybe tweet out some images of that coming up in a little bit.
The Tri-Pats. It's a picture of North Carolina, right?
Yes.
What's Tri? A little closer to the microphone. He's yelling.
Triangle Patriots fans.
Is there a microphone on?
I don't think it is.
I can't hear it.
There it is. Excuse me.
Hey.
Microphone.
There she is.
There we go. A little technical.
And the triangle is Raleigh or something?
Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill.
Okay. Yes. It's a very cool. It's got the tricorn hat and the spirit of Foxborough in the heart of the Carolinas. Is that your phrase? Did you start it?
Well, actually, there were a couple of fan clubs that used to exist in the Raleigh area, and we combined them. And myself and my partner, Anne-Marie, we run it, and we love doing it. But we actually, for the slogan, we put out a few suggestions to fans, and we had everybody vote online, and that's the one that won.
Very cool. And how many members?
We are up to 480, I believe, four or five as of this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And are you here alone, or is there a group? Or
I have two of my fellow tripats out tailgating with me, and we're meeting up with some friends out there. So they're firing up the grill, and I got some beers waiting for me. And
heaters, hopefully, because it's freaking cold.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, yes. at least you got the grill going, because it is.
The wind chill's got to be down in single digits now. I mean, it's cold out there.
Ugly.
It's maybe 30 degrees, but with 25-mile-an-hour winds, those parking lots are not nice.
Yeah, I'm getting the harassing messages from my friends back in North Carolina saying, oh, it's beautiful down here. It's 50 degrees.
Yeah, but you're here.
You know. Yeah, exactly.
Screw them.
I'm at the game and they're not.
Right. Now, do you guys have a symbol? I keep thinking you should have like a triangle symbol.
Not really. I think that's...
You should get those gloves.
I think that's a Jay-Z thing, actually, the triangle.
Well, yes, it's the diamond cutter. Yeah, it used to be Diamond Dallas Page, too. A wrestler used to do it.
Yeah.
But I was thinking with the... I actually saw it on Twitter today. Sterling Sharp picked the Patriots, and he had... You know those new age gloves that when you put them together, they have the logo? You guys could get those and do some sort of like triangle
tri-pats,
like logo... Yeah. Gloves. Be pretty cool.
Receivers gloves.
Although I think those gloves are expensive.
Yeah.
They feel like $100 a pair.
Yeah. Stick with the t-shirts until the membership goes, you know.
Yeah, we'll stencil them. We'll just get some paint and stuff.
Yeah, make your own. Perfect.
Yeah, we're crafty.
Now, what do you guys typically do on a game day when you're not up here in New England?
We've got our game day location. It's called Backyard Bistro, and it's really great. There's 5 10-foot screens that are set up, and the seating is stadium style. So it's
nice.
It's set up on levels, so you really don't have anybody blocking your view.
That's really cool.
And they treat us well. We've got weekly specials depending on what's going on. We always have bottomless chowder for home games.
Nice.
So,
he'll like that. He ran up to the press box.
I just barely pounded a bowl of chowder. It was great.
I usually average 3 or 4 bowls.
Nice. Nice.
The first one starts in the bread bowl, and then after that, you don't get the bread bowl.
They don't have that in the press box. No, no. I thought about eating it, but it was paper at the end. Yeah.
But yeah, we do stuff like that. A couple times this year, we've done some charity things. We did a big food drive around Thanksgiving that we paired up with the Panthers Club in town.
Cool.
So we pair up with a lot of the other clubs. The Ravens Club we're going to be working with. Panthers Club, the Giants Club we do a lot with. Ironically,
Boom.
Two of my close friends run that club. Two of my friends run it, so, you know, we're amicable.
Yes.
But I think that's
the coolest part of the fan. A lot of the fan clubs do charitable work and cross over and kind of make it. That's very cool, I think.
Well, in the Raleigh area is a huge transplant area. The number of people there from the New England area are just, you know, and even New York and New Jersey, it's insane.
Yep.
So the Giants fan club is really big. The Patriots fan clubs are big. Even the Red Sox fan club's got about 1,100 people, too.
Wow.
We do a lot with them. So a lot of crossover people.
So you said Raleigh's a big transport area. How'd you become a Patriots fan in the first place?
Grew up in Connecticut and just picked the Boston teams.
So transport.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Transplant.
Oh, excuse me. Transplant.
I don't know what word you're using.
transported down. And then you're a transplant. Yes. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Just wiggle my nose and there it was. But now I went down there for college and never came back. It just, you know, I got bit by the weather. And, you know,
where'd you go to school?
I went to UNC Greensboro.
Nice.
So about an hour outside Raleigh. And Greensboro just wasn't big enough for me.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm.
Need the whole tri-area to contain you.
Try.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, if people want to get in touch, for the charitable drives and things like that, how would they do that?
TrianglePatriotsFans.com. It's really simple. We put pictures on our website.
That.
Yeah.
Triangle. Even the transport could do that.
TriangleTransports.com. Yeah, I got it.
Yes, the Triangle Transports. But yeah, we've got everything on there. We've got a little bit of a blog on that website. We keep everybody posted on our charity efforts. We actually just did a big coat, blanket, and winter weather gear drive for the rescue mission in town. So
nice.
We had a bunch of boxes. My car was full of all sorts of winter gear. And they could tell when we pulled up there because there were a lot of Red Sox and Patriots ski hats.
Yep.
And gloves and jackets in there, so they knew where they were getting the donation from.
Spreading the logos.
Yes.
It's nice.
So they knew where it was coming from. But, yeah, we have a lot of fun. We do, you know, we have a bunch of people that come out to the games that are televised on TV, but then when they're not televised, obviously you have more people. But
right.
We got a really good crowd. We have our first down chant. Everybody's screaming and shouting. It's a good time.
Nice. So you're going to stick around for the first few minutes of the show, maybe inject a little fan opinion?
You can meet Paul Perillo. You know,
that's an exciting moment.
That's an exciting
He'll
moment.
He'll be over as soon as he finishes his big gig.
people who have never done it. But Christina from the Tri-Pats fan club here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Going to hang out for a little bit. We're live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. Update, by the way, from the Colts and Texans. Look like Vontae Davis just intercepted Matt Schaub. 4:05 remaining in first half action. The Colts on top of the Texans. We'll keep you posted on that here on Patriots.com.
Andy, former Dolphin helping out the Patriots.
Former Dolphin. It's a good tie-in. One of the focuses
that a transport I just did
of Patriots fans. That was a transport to a segue. One of the storylines Patriots fans have been focusing on here this week, Rob Gronkowski back at practice for the second full week in a row. What type of role do you expect him to have today?
I don't know. Do I believe Tom Curran on Saturday, or do I believe Tom Curran on Sunday? Do I believe John Clayton? That story's been all over the place, and if we wanted, we'd say Tom Curran.
Check mark.
I didn't think he was going to play. And, you know, Curran had been actually reporting all along they were going to wait till January, just wait till the playoffs. And Bill was very definitive last week. It's a medical decision. Gronkowski was definitive when the doctors tell me. And that was as of Friday. So at that point, in my mind, the issue was closed. If I haven't had him cleared to play by Friday, or Friday morning at the very least, when we talked about Belichick.
How do you know that he hasn't been cleared by that point?
Well, Bill said it. He said it was still a medical decision. He had not received. He was not a coaching decision at that point.
So, right, but does that mean...
Does
that mean they know it at that point? Well, he's out there in limited role.
Yeah, but he had not been cleared to play. It was a medical decision. At that point, I'm done with it. You know, I'm not going to risk it if he gets cleared, rush him out there as of, you know, Saturday. And Dr. Gill says, okay, he's cleared. It's not worth it to me, especially for him. I just don't feel this need to knock off rust or get, you know, to me, he's such a great player. I think he has such natural hands. I just don't see him as a guy that if I get him out there for 12 plays against the Dolphins, it's really going to make that big a difference.
Well, and I understand it's a different injury and a different time frame, but in the Super Bowl last year, coming back, was that a rust issue? Was that a health issue? What was going on?
Health. I mean, I would argue he was at 60% in the Super Bowl or something of that nature. And this, you know, you're not running on your arm. Your arm, you know, if it's healthy, if it's no longer susceptible to being rebroken or whatever, then to me, he's fine. It's not going to have any lingering effects. Now, I don't know what he's going to wear, if there could be some sort of cast, brace, something just to give it a little extra protection. Maybe that could hinder his catching ability. But if you're looking at, you know, just playing the game, I think when he's cleared, he's going to be fine to play. He's probably going to have lost some strength. His blocking probably won't be as good because probably couldn't lift or do anything really with that arm for, you know, the 5-6 weeks that he's been out of action since surgery. I don't understand why you'd want to rush it. And it seems like the latest reports are he's been cleared, but he's not going to play. Kind of what I'm saying. You know, Saturday morning, okay, we cleared him, but we're not going to play him. There's no reason. Sounds like the latest reports.
What impact, if any, does this Houston game have on their approach with Gronkowski?
I don't think it has any. I mean, if you need Rob Gronkowski to beat the Dolphins, you have more problems than, you know. So, I mean, I think they're going to play. You know, that's one of the, obviously the storylines of the week. Are they going to play all out? And Bill made it pretty clear. We're going to play. The only way we can help ourselves is by beat the Dolphins. But I don't think you need Rob Gronkowski just because, you know, it's 7-6 Indy and you have a chance to win a first or a second seed. You're going to beat the Dolphins either way. Or you don't deserve it if you don't.
Patriots already did that back on December 2nd, a 23-16 win. And you remember, in that game, 16 plays, 77-yard drive at the end. Steven Gostkowski hit a field goal, which put the Patriots up by 10, which clinched the Patriots' fourth straight division title. Wes Welker in that game, the favorite target of Tom Brady, 12 catches for 100 3 yards and a touchdown. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. You can get in touch, as Paul Perillo is about to do, finally joining us here, inside our Subway Fresh broadcast studios.
You done making out with Andy Gresh
What's
on
up,
the Real
Paul?
Radio?
Some of us have things to do.
Before we get to some feedback here, webradiopatriots.com, also the ACE hotline, 508-298-0398. Just want to get your thoughts.
She's a transport. She lives in Carolina.
Transported down to Carolina.
That's what this idiot called her like three times.
Transport?
Yeah, as opposed to a transplant.
Yeah. No, I guess.
He didn't because I let it slide the first couple times, but he kept saying it. So sooner or later, I had to say, what are you saying?
Transport. You know. Yeah, you know what I meant.
I drive a black Audi and I never look at the package in the trunk. He knew. He's my side job.
Paul, quickly, before we move on to the Gronkowski thing and get to some feedback, your thoughts on the Patriots' approach with Gronkowski today?
Well, you know, I was joking around with Andy about it before. You know, Friday, I read the scroll on ESPN, said he's not playing. Saturday, I read the scroll on ESPN with citing a report from Comcast that he was playing. And now that same report on Comcast says he's not playing, but he's been cleared, and it'll be a true game time. To me, it all comes down to what happens at Houston and Indianapolis. I think that's what they're doing. They're monitoring that. I don't know what Andy's already said about it, if that's contradictory in any way, but I feel like they're watching this Indianapolis game, and if it goes the way the Patriots hope it does, I think you might see some Gronk today on a limited basis.
Do you think it's necessary?
By the way, Tom Curran now reporting you won't. Just to clarify where Curran is at this point.
He's
in the process.
Saying that he's cleared, but
he's
will
been
not
medically
cleared,
cleared but will but not won't play.
Correct. Your thoughts, Paul, on whether or not he needs to play to knock some rust off going into the postseason.
I think that's a little overrated. I would like to see him play, but he doesn't have to. I could see them getting by, and I believe Indianapolis just scored a touchdown,
they did.
The way.
Reggie Wayne, why is there a flag?
Well, it's offside on the Texans.
Okay. No, excuse me, not Reggie Wayne.
No, it was T.Y.
T.Y. Not my guy Brazil either.
Bobo.
Couple of transports.
I don't think the Gronkowski playing time, because for him specifically, is as important. I'd like to see him get out there. I mean, to me, the important thing is the medical clearance that they're talking about, and as long as that's the case, and that's what we're looking at right now, that's the important thing to me.
Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Adam Jones, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, and Christina in studio here on Patriots.com. We open up the phones, 508-298-0398. Your emails go to webradio at Patriots.com. With the Colts leading the Texans right now 14-6 in late second quarter action. Let's hit the phones. Our buddy Jeff is in Vegas. He'll kick things off. What's going on, Jeff?
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Yeah, the sports book here just roared with the Colts taking that one in for the score.
Tremendous.
So very helpful. Of course, Jeff in Vegas had him on the money line, plus 250.
All right, get off yourself and get to this game.
Speaking of this game, do we have a Twitter feed or a picture of Christina? She sounds fantastic.
Easy, creep. There's a lady in the room.
You sound fantastic.
Yeah, Andy's only a creep when he's not in the same room as the other person.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that the puck on the cat?
By the way, Jeff, she's very cute.
Christina,
she has nice dimples. She's now getting embarrassed.
As a point of clarification, the original play was not a touchdown for the Colts. It was ruled down inside the one. They just scored now.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you, Paul.
I'll do it again then.
The sports book erupts again.
All Andy Hart behavior aside, Christina, does the fan club have any social media or Twitter presence?
Yes, we do. I'm a big social media geek. So we're Facebook.com/TriPats, and we're on Twitter at @Tri_Pats.
So get that out there. Have those eye candy dancers tweet that.
Yeah, I don't know. If you guys click on that eye candy, they just did like the first actual 15-minute reality show episode. So I don't know if you're able to see any of that. It's Ultra HD. It's really nice.
Ultra HD, nice.
Yes, really, really high definition for any sorts of, I don't know, Andy's always talking about, there's a lady in the room.
Yeah, there's a lady in the room. Move on to your pick.
New England has been all week minus 10, but total holding steady at 47, which is kind of interesting. And that brings us to the Jeff and Vegas Smart Money Play of the Week.
Heavens to Betsy!
As Paul says, I don't think it matters that much if Gronk goes or not. It'd be really nice to have this game be for the for a second season of bye. I think we're looking at one of those like Buffalo games when New England just pounds them. I'm looking for New England real big and the under with the weather. How about you guys?
What is the over under?
40? Did you say 47?
47, which is kind of, especially if it's windy, it seems like an under is the correct play.
I'll take the under.
I'm actually going under for one of the few times. I don't generally go under.
Give me the over and the Patriots covering.
Yeah, I'll take the Patriots covering in the under. It is
someone's feeling as though it's with his own. New
just to clarify
game.
The weather, it is cold as crap out there.
Very
and gusts of wind upwards of 30, 40 miles an hour. I think 25 was sort of the consistent wind projected for game time. It's cold.
Yeah, lock it in. I think they'll be sharp. And then even if Mallett should see the field, they're still going to have their foot on the accelerator, as we know. So take the Pats, give the points, go the under, lock it in. Talk to you later.
All right. So, buddy Jeff in Vegas, giving us a call here, 508-298-0398. You can send your emails to webradio at patriots.com. Your thoughts on today's game against the Miami Dolphins, though, a major factor in that game is how the Colts fare against the Houston Texans. Again, right now on top 14-6, a little over 2 minutes remaining before halftime as the Colts just punch one in, Vic Ballard, from a yard out. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Adam Jones, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo here on patriots.com. We'll also take your thoughts on how the Patriots should approach this game today with Rob Gronkowski and actives coming up here in about a half an hour on patriots.com. Going back to that game against the Dolphins on December 2nd, that drive at the end, 16 plays, 77 yards. I know there's been some conflicting schools of thought here, Paul, on how the Patriots looked in that game against the Miami Dolphins. What did you learn about the Patriots in that game against Miami?
Well, the most encouraging thing for me in that game was the way the defense performed. I thought several times, especially in the third quarter, they were put on the field in some tough spots with Miami down a score and getting the ball around midfield or so. And time and time again, the Patriots defense came up with plays. Offensively, it wasn't their best day. I mean, I think it was pretty clear, you know, 23 points. They really scrapped and clawed for all of them. And, you know, it wasn't their sharpest day. But I thought defensively that was one of their better efforts.
What? Thoughts on the Patriots and what you learned about them December 2nd?
Well,
were you just doing a radio hit on another station or something?
No, I was just watching the Colts game. I was thinking, now Texans are really in trouble. These Jag linebackers from the Colts are, like, celebrating and making, like, the momentum is just totally on the Colts
side. Well,
that
was a big pick by Schaub.
What he says. No, we're just doing a pregame show. That's all. Nothing.
At least I showed up.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. You do get brownie points for that.
I mean, my lasting memory
I didn't show up? Is that what you're saying?
Well, right. Not on time, yeah. Well,
not in the right room. You were, like, way over in the poll center.
I'm sorry, but I think we had to give a little leeway for Gil and Gino. I think that was only proper on their on Gil's final day. The day they're being honored.
Radio guys are overrated.
Tom Brady could
They'll
throw
give anybody a gig.
A Fruit Loop today.
The lasting memory for me is kind of a negative one. I think it was the downhill of the offensive line, and it was Sebastian Vollmer that day kind of being seemingly forced out there and Cameron Wake just absolutely owning him, and I thought that kind of caused some issues for the offense in general. I'd like to see that not happen today against Cameron Wake. And I don't, you know, Vollmer limped off again last week. And, you know, he's just lumped in with the guy. Same injury that he's had all along. Back, knee, questionable, limited in practice. So it doesn't look like anything's changed. But at the end of last week, it looked like he was worse for the wear. And that's a major concern for me against Cameron Wake. And it's a major concern if he doesn't play because, you know, Marcus Cannon would have to. Probably.
Your thoughts on this, because it's come up a couple of times on the postgame show, and I've been meaning to ask it to you guys during the pregame show, and last week was another example of it where the offensive line seemingly has a strong day for New England, but it breaks down midway through the fourth quarter or whatever it is. Is that a health thing with the offensive line? Is it mixed into to how fast they're playing and how many snaps they're getting, or maybe it's a fatigue thing at the end of the game? Why have we seen the offensive line struggle late in some of these
I think
games?
It's the health. I think they are really banged up and back injuries, and you know, you don't know how that affects you as you know, go on in a game, as you mentioned. And I don't think it's a coincidence that it was one sack in a month. Now they all seem to be more banged up. Nate Solder was added to the group of injured guys, more wear and tear on Conley and Mankins. Vollmer, more wear and tear, and now all of a sudden the last four games, it's 11 sacks. I don't think that's a coincidence, even though they've played better defenses. I think the issue at hand is the health of that offensive line. To me, that's the biggest issue this team faces. I know defense and Talib and all that stuff, secondary. To me, the defense is never going to be great, but the offense can be great. The offense can carry you to a Super Bowl if the offensive line can do their job.
And that's the most concerning thing, is because it's not. You don't know if that's going to get better. You don't know if those guys, you know, Vollmer, Solder, Mankins, and even Conley. Conley's dealing with back problems, too, which is so tough to predict how they're going to affect you.
Colts are trying to help him get better, though.
That's not going to improve. So that's something to be concerned about.
One more thing here on the Patriots roster. They transported Ron Brace from the roster out to waivers.
They did.
To Springfield.
They bring back Jermaine Cunningham. They also promote Kamar Aiken and Malcolm Williams to the active roster. Your thoughts on what the Patriots did and why?
Well, I think the biggest move isn't really a move. It's getting Cunningham back. The front, the pass rush has not been great of late. Very inconsistent. I know we got the flash from Chandler Jones a couple plays late, but he hasn't been nearly what he was through the first five or six games of the year. And I think to get some depth there, you've added Justin Francis kind of to the rotation since Cunningham's been gone, and with Jones hurt. I think, you know, Paul and I have talked about all the way back to camp where they've started to use these Giants-like fronts with, you know, three or four defensive ends on the field. That gives you more opportunity to do that. Get him out there so that he's better heading into the postseason. You know, maybe that can help the defense even 10%. Because, I mean, he wasn't dominant when he was playing before the suspension, but it gives you more capable NFL players. I think that's huge. I mean, Brace has been irrelevant. All the other moves are kind of irrelevant.
But why the Brace part of it? Because they didn't have to do that. They had the space.
He's been around longer than I thought he would be.
Yeah, they did have the space. I mean,
he's a nice guy, though.
You know, they promoted a couple of guys. I think they're just looking for some extra bodies to play today in the event that they end up with a preseason-like game. You know, I don't know how it's going to unfold here in terms of the Colts game. But if the Colts were to lose this game and all of a sudden the luster is taken away, you're probably going to need guys like Kamar Aiken and Malcolm Williams to play, whereas Ron Brace isn't going to go out there and play special teams and fill some roles for you. and act as in that regard. He is the absolute last defensive lineman they have. And Andy's right. You know, hasn't really done it. He's been around longer than I anticipated. I thought he would probably go during training camp this year.
Quick update off of Twitter. And as always, you can join in to the pregame social with hashtag PPGS. And we want your photos, even though you're probably bundled up if you're here at Gillette Stadium, so I won't see too many tatas on display. But Eric from the press box chimes in with Brandon Lloyd is currently working out with the team medical staff, and they are carefully observing him. He's been dealing with a knee injury for, I don't know, seems like forever, before London, and hasn't really missed much time, but be interesting to see if he's in any way limited today. Interesting to see if any of these game-time decisions are treated a little differently because of the finale and all this other stuff and how it all unfolds in the next couple hours.
Just to keep you up to speed on that game, Indianapolis, rather, on top of Houston, 14-6, about a minute remaining before halftime, and the Colts are driving on a third and one here. So we'll keep you up to speed on that.
Chuck Strong.
Also, we're about a half an hour away from inactives being released, so we'll get you that coming up here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Adam Jones, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, live here on Patriots.com, and coming up next, also, our friend Christina, live here on Patriots.com.
She's sitting right next to you. You can at least acknowledge her
transporting
presence.
Transporting all the way up from North Carolina.
She brought us presents. That gets her a little mention here and there.
And coming up next, we focus in on this Dolphins game. We go behind enemy lines next here on Patriots.com.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance, with over 100 ASE certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of the smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Have a hot take on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Adam, Paul, and Andy broadcasting live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Adam Jones, Andy Hart, Paul Perino, Perillo, our friend Christina, out here.
You could at least get the name right.
Yeah, Perino, Perillo, whatever.
He was just so excited to get to Christina.
Correct,
that he
correct.
Right.
We're live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Keeping an eye on the Colts and Texans game. It's 14-6 at halftime. That game, obviously, with huge implications for the Patriots as we lead up to Pats and Dolphins here in Foxborough. 4:25 Eastern kick, and right now, let's get the view from the other side.
You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
And to do that, we welcome in Ben Volin from the Palm Beach Post here to Patriots.com. And Ben, as the Patriots and Dolphins play a Week 17 matchup here in Foxborough, we know the Patriots' motivation for this game. What's the motivation for Miami?
That's going to be tough. Some players are talking about how they want to get to 8-8. It'd be the first non-losing season for Miami since 2008. So I guess baby steps in Miami. They're not quite used to the success you guys have up here. But even some of the players say, you know, that stuff's garbage. We're out of the playoffs, and that's all that matters. Honestly, you know, you hate to say this, but I think a lot of the motivation for the players today is don't get hurt. Don't do anything to mess up your impending free agent status. And, you know, honestly, I think some of these guys already have kind of one foot out the door a little bit. It's week 17. It's been a long, grueling season that started really on April 10th for them when they reported for the first time. I know talking to the guys in the locker room, they're talking about their New Year's plans a little bit and their vacation plans. So
they're like us.
Yeah, pretty much. So.
That's why we're rooting for the bye.
That's why we want to bye.
So, it's going to be a tough job, I think, for Joe Philbin today just to get his guys motivated and staying on point, especially in this frigid weather. I know they tried to jack up the air conditioning in the practice bubble this week in Miami, but you can't simulate how cold it's going to be out there today.
I don't think there's like negative wind chill on any most air conditioners that you can turn it to that degree, because that's a challenge. And I wanted to ask you about Joe Philbin. You know, he's a guy that, you know, we all watched Hard Knocks, and I personally came away wondering if he was an NFL coach. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the dealings with Ocho Cinco and just he seemed almost wishy-washy at times and very open to discussion and maybe not a, you know, we're so used to a dictator here who's,
right.
It's one way and there's no player talking back anything. What have you seen from Philbin in his first season and where the organization is going under his direction?
Sure. You know, I think Hard Knocks was real tough on him. I don't think he was comfortable at all having that camera in his office at all times recording everything he was doing. And he knew the Chad Ochocinco or Chad Johnson interview, I guess, exit interview after he released him. He knew he was going to be on TV, so you could tell how nervous and fidgety he was during the whole thing. But I think overall I've been pretty impressed with Philbin. He's been a very steady, calming influence, I think, on this organization. And the thing that I took away from Hard Knocks and throughout the season is he treats pretty much everyone the same. I mean, he doesn't go for the star treatment, and he expects everyone to act like a professional and to do your job and to be a professional football player first and foremost. So, you know, this team, the way I look at it, they're starting a rookie quarterback who only played 20 games in college. They got rid of Brandon Marshall and Vontae Davis and didn't really do much to replace him. And here they are sitting a game better than last year. So I think they're on the right path. I think they have the coach and the quarterback here with Ryan Tannehill and Joe Philbin. So I think that's a very good start. They have a lot of roster flexibility coming up this offseason. They're going to have $40 to $50 million in cap space coming open. A lot of that's going to have to be used to re-sign their own guys. They have a lot of free agents coming up, and Jake Long and Reggie Bush and Brian Hartline, Sean Smith, and a whole host of other guys. So I don't think they're going to go crazy spending on free agents. But, you know, I think they have a good structure in place, and especially when you look at the AFC East, obviously the Patriots are still the king of the hill, but I think the Dolphins are in a much better position right now than the Bills and the Jets are. And, you know, for the first time in a while in Miami, there's definitely some optimism about what Joe Philbin has building.
You touched a little bit on Tannehill and just how little experience he had in college. What have your impressions been of his first season?
Sure. You know, it's tough to evaluate him when this is the year of the rookie quarterback, and you've got three of them going to the playoffs, and Dolphins fans are sitting there being like, man, you know, Luck and RG3 and Russell Wilson are doing all these great things, and Ryan Tannehill, you know, we still kind of didn't get lucky and hit it big. But I think overall he's played pretty well. He's cracked 3,000 yards. And the thing I think you have to be most impressed with Ryan Tannehill is his lack of interceptions. He only has 12 this year in 15 games, really 14 because he got hurt early in the Jets game. And he's gone four straight games now without an interception. So his decision-making has been very solid, especially for someone who only really started for a year and a half in college. And Joe Philbin says it all the time. When Ryan Tannehill comes to the sideline and he throws a pick, he's never confused. He's never throwing the ball into triple coverage. He kind of, you know, sees the game out there, and he doesn't make bad decisions, and he understands why he makes mistakes. So he's a very good athlete as well. He's been we all know he played receiver his first couple years in college. The last few weeks he's been breaking off 30-yard runs. They're starting to let him get outside the pocket more and use his feet a little bit. I think obviously he's still a little bit limited. They've kept the training wheels on with the offense this year a little bit, but I think his decision making has been great, and the lack of interceptions I think is very promising for the future.
You mentioned motivation and, you know, some guys maybe having one foot out the door already. One guy that doesn't seem like that from afar is Cameron Wake.
No.
You know, obviously took a unique path to the NFL and is now one of the premier pass rushers in the league. What's your opinion on him? Where does he fit in among the great pass rushers, and how important has he been to the success of that defense they've had this year?
Sure. Yeah, he's been absolutely dominant this year. 15 sacks in 15 games. It's a new career high. And frankly, he could have a lot more. He's been held so many times, and there were so many plays. I think he only had one sack through four games this year, which was kind of amazing. Early in the season, we were saying, what's wrong with Cameron Wake? And here he is with 15 sacks already. And he's not just a pass rusher. He's really developed into a nice all-around player, really good against the run as well. A three down defensive end slash linebacker. So I think he, like a lot of the Dolphins, they suffer from just no national exposure right now. All
right.
Their games are at 1 o'clock, and they're just not a sexy team, and people don't really know them. I think that's why Cameron Wake's probably the only Pro Bowler on the team right now. They have guys who had some really good seasons. Carlos Dansby, the linebacker, safety Rashad Jones, even the punter Brandon Fields. Everyone was talking about how he got snubbed for the Pro Bowl this year. He was probably their best defensive player, honestly. He flipped the field so many times. But Wake is, if he got a little more exposure, I think he'd be in the running right now for defensive player of the year. I think obviously J.J. Watt, I think it has to be the runaway winner of that award. But Cameron Wake would be in the discussion if he just got a little more exposure. And with wins, that'll happen.
How far away do you think Miami is legitimately to not just competing for a playoff spot, because they were on the edges of doing that this year, but being a legit threat to the Patriots at the top.
Well, when does Tom Brady retire? Because, I mean, as long as he's in the division, I mean, the Patriots, as long as it's, and it's him and Belichick, you know, it's that's going to be a tough mountain to overcome. You know, I think next year, this year they kind of competed for the playoffs, but they needed a million different scenarios to happen. So not really. I mean, they were 5-8. I think next year they can legitimately compete. They have to improve the offense. They have to find more weapons for Tannehill. You know, that was something after they traded away Brandon Marshall, everyone kind of looked at the roster and said, where are the playmakers? And the Dolphins talked about, oh, you know, we think that we can develop our own guys, and guys like Brian Hartline, Devon Best, and Anthony Fasano can fill the void. And they really didn't. The offense didn't produce many fireworks this year, only 19-point-something points a game. And so they have to, whether it's going out and getting a Greg Jennings or a Mike Wallace, or what I think they're going to do is just use, you know, multiple picks in the draft on wide receivers or a tight end. They have to find Tannehill some weapons. They're pretty well positioned, though. They have 5 picks in the first 3 rounds coming up, and they have 9 draft picks overall. Joe Philbin's talked about bringing the Green Bay model to Miami, where you develop your own guys and re-sign your own guys and build a core like that. So if they can go out and hit on some picks again, I think they did a really nice job in the draft this last year with Ryan Tannehill and left tackle Jonathan Martin in the second round and some other players, Olivier Vernon, Lamar Miller. They did a good job in the draft. They have to do it again. And so if they can find some weapons, yeah, I think next year they can, sure, they can be a 9-17, 10-6. But as long as Tom Brady's around, I don't see the Dolphins, you know, competing for division titles or anything of that nature.
You mentioned you expect them to spend some of their money on re-signing their own free agent. Do you think Jake Long's back? Do you think Reggie Bush is back? Obviously, those are two big ones right there
sure.
on offense.
You know, I think most of the guys that they have coming open, I think they can bring most of them back. Jake Long is tricky. It's funny, at the beginning of the year, you would say that Jake Long, that was might be the most difficult negotiation, but it actually might be kind of easy for the Dolphins because, A, he hasn't been a great fit in the zone blocking scheme. He was drafted for the power running scheme that they ran under Tony Sperano. B, his play has kind of slipped. He allowed the most sacks through the first 12 games of anyone on the offensive line, and I think had the most penalties, too, of any offensive lineman. And then, three, he's banged up. I mean, every year now he's ending the season with a shoulder surgery or now a torn triceps or a biceps, and he's had knee problems. So, you know, if a team like the Chicago Bears, which is pretty desperate for tackle help, if they throw money at Jake Long, I think the Dolphins say, all right, you know, we have Jonathan Martin, who's more than capable, and we can find another right tackle, and we have some guys that we've been developing on the roster. So, you know, of all their free agents, I think Jake Long is probably the most likely not to return. A guy like Reggie Bush, I think that's easy. He's a 28-year-old running back. There's not going to be, I don't think, a huge market for a guy like that, because if you want a running back, you go draft one, someone
right.
who has a lot fewer miles on him. So I think Reggie said openly he wants to be back. I think you sign him for you know, a couple years, $8, $10 million, bang, you know, you get it done. Another tricky one's going to be cornerback Sean Smith. He's a guy, he's now been in the league for 4 years. You've developed him. You've kind of gone through his ups and downs. And I don't think you want to let a guy like that just walk away. Cornerback's a premium position, especially a guy like him. He's 6'3". You don't just find 6'3" cornerbacks growing on trees. So he's going to want to go out into the marketplace and get a big contract. So that's why I wouldn't be shocked if the Dolphins ended up using the franchise tag on him just to keep him around for another season if they can't agree to something. But then, you know, Brian Hartline, defensive tackle Randy Starks, tight end Anthony Fasano. I mean, they've got a long list of core guys that they can't afford to let all these guys walk. They've got to bring back the core of this team.
How do you see this thing shaking out today?
Not well for the Dolphins, put it that way. I think in my newspaper.
What if Ryan Mallett starts?
I'm going to go ahead and guess and say Ryan Mallett's not playing today.
Probably not.
Unless it's mop-up duty at the end of the game. Patriots have plenty to play for today.
Yes.
The Dolphins really don't. Add in the frigid temperatures, and like I said, all these guys, their goal today is let's not get hurt, let's just escape the season. So I think the prediction I went in the paper today was 31-10 Patriots, so I think it's going to be an easy victory for you guys today.
That would be not quite the over, but it would certainly have the Patriots covering. Ben Voland of the Palm Beach Post joining us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Ben, we appreciate the time, man.
Sure, thanks for having me in.
Thank you so much for joining us here on Patriots.com as we take you up to Patriots and Dolphins 425 kick from Foxborough. Still keeping an eye on that Colts game against the Houston Texans, obviously with big implications for the Patriots, trying to get a first-round bye. They're about to kick in the second half in Indianapolis with the Colts leading the Texans 14-6. You can get in touch, Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, 508-298-0398, or email us, webradio at patriots.com. Let's open the phones back up. Let's go to Olivier in Virginia. What are your thoughts on this game today, Olivier?
Do your job.
You know who
That's
just did his?
Do.
Former Patriot Ray Ventrone just did his job with a big
Everybody
fake punt.
Just do your job.
35 yards for Ray Ventrone right up the pooper in his Browns jersey.
Excellent. Good for him. First of all, I was calling you to wish you a happy new year in advance. Since we won't be able to talk before the new year, I hope that you have a great one, that you are healthy, that you are prosperous, and that you find happiness with your family.
Well, I have the happiness with my family. Not really all that prosperous.
And look,
Paul's not healthy.
You can always talk on the Sunlight Patriots postgame show as well. You can always weigh in there as well, Olivier, but we appreciate it.
Yes, and also I'm excited to see that the Colts are killing the Texans right now, and hopefully it keeps that way so we have something to play for.
I agree, or just so we have a weekend off.
Yes, exactly. Let's be selfish. A weekend off would be nice for everyone.
You're damn skippy.
Anyways, guys, I wish you a great day and a happy new year, and I'll talk to you maybe, Adam, maybe I'll call later on, and if not, I'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. See you, Olivia.
Thanks
Olivia.
You hear that? Maybe he'll call. That's pretty good.
That's big.
That's
you got him. So you're saying there's a chance.
It's better than we usually get. If the game goes the way Ben's predicting,
Have you noticed, once again,
an awful lot of callers on some.
But again, it's the other guy, like, no chance, even though the Dolphins gave him a slugfest, you know, a month ago, and I understand they might want their foot out the door.
We should have asked him that, what he felt going into the last matchup, because this one, clearly he's thinking that something, you know, the Patriots get off to a good start today, and they're going to be one step on the bus looking to get out of here and start their New Year's plans early. I would be curious to see how he felt a month ago.
Right.
You know, when that was, like you said, I mean, that was a good, solid game, even game. If he thought that also was going to be 31-10.
And the Patriots definitely had motivation in that one, as they potentially will, depending on what goes on in this Colts-Texans game. They could wrap up the division that day against Miami. So.
And they have motivation in this one either way. Bill has been pounding them all week, telling, you know, you got to beat the Dolphins. Nothing else matters if you don't beat the Dolphins, which, by the way, would be the ultimate kick in the cojones. If everything else we need happens and these bums go out and lose
Houston
to the
loses
Dolphins.
This game and they lose to the Dolphins, I'm not going to be happy.
But, like, even from the Miami perspective, okay, I can see some guys mailing it in and some guys, oh, it's cold, I just don't get hurt. Tannehill, to me, seems like a gamer. I just find it hard to believe he's going to not show up. And, you know, I know Reggie Bush is going into free agency, so one aspect is don't get hurt, but you're probably going to be back with the Dolphins, so you don't even really think you're going on the open market. You want to get over 1,000 yards. You've been hot lately. You want to make some play. I think there is some motivation. You know, Cameron Wake seems like a guy not going to mail it in. You know, I could see him beating
individual motivation.
And all of a sudden, I think if you get individual motivation, individual plays, then even some of the guys who aren't really into it kind of get dragged into it. And then all of a sudden, yeah, we can finish 8-8. We can win this game. We can beat the Patriots. You know, it'd be more fun going into the you know, off season with a victory, couple victories in a row. And so I'll be interested to see. Now, I do think if the Patriots go up like 17-0, game, set, match.
Well, that's kind of what I'm talking about. If you get off, because, you know, they're really focusing on the start of this game. The last two games, they've been terrible in the first quarter, first half. They really want to focus on getting off to a better start. If that happens, then I could see Miami doing what Ben said. And saying, oh, well, you know what, we had a good little run here at the end of the year, but, you know, it's time to go.
Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. We're presented by Yokohama Tires. Buy any set of four Yokohama Tires now through January 31st and get a $100 Patriots Pro Shop gift card for free. This offer is available at all participating Sullivan Tire Service Centers, but hurry, supplies are limited. We just got the thoughts of Ben Volin on how this game is going to shake out. Want to turn back to our guest here in studio, Christina. We haven't gotten your thoughts on this game, by the way. I meant to do that earlier. How do you see this thing working out?
Wait, Mike.
Is that Mike on over there, Flash?
Well, besides the fact that I'm going to be freezing, there's always the thought in the back of my mind the Dolphins might just try to spoil our party.
I don't think they can either.
No.
And I think it really depends early, because I could see them really packing it in if it's two scores early, even 10-0. Anything that I think they need to make a couple plays early, not necessarily score, but an interception, move the ball a little bit. Tannehill, you know, breaks free for a scramble and goes 30 yards.
That's what it was all about last week. You remember back to the way the Jacksonville game opened up. First drive, they kick off. Jacksonville goes right down the field and scores. And then they say, okay, we might as well. We're here.
Right.
We might as well play.
I already got my pads on.
Whereas if you go 3-and-out and then the Patriots go right down the field and score, now it's where's the bus?
Then I envision them all huddled around those big heaters on the sideline saying, I don't want to go in. I'm not going in.
Kurt Warner-like.
On that same wavelength, Nick emails in to webradio@patriots.com. Wants to wish everyone a happy new year, first of all. And he says, down to the question. Dolphins put up a fight last time in Miami.
They did.
Do you think they'll give the Patriots enough of a push to actually make them use Gronkowski? And if not, would you use Gronk regardless, maybe one snap or two? And if you do, when would you put him in? Again, that's Nick writing into Web Radio on Patriots.
I would not. I would not play him at all. He would not step on the field for me. He would not have his uniform on.
That's sort of how I feel. This whole medical thing.
Was he being serious with like one or two snaps?
To me, it's cut. I think he might have meant drives, but yes, yeah. he wrote
to me,
snaps.
It's cut and dried. I mean, if he's medically cleared to play and he's physically, then I don't have any problem with playing him. But it certainly seems like it's a little bit more than that, the way they've been going back and forth. Now, maybe the reports are just wrong. You know, maybe they haven't wavered at all. But I have to think that the people that have been reporting on this over the weekend are getting information from people inside the organization.
You'd hope.
It seems to me that there's some waffling going on in terms of the way they're thinking.
Check. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really? Anyway, if he was physically healthy enough to play, then play him. But I don't see the need to play him.
Not to be as a Friday morning, he was not.
Not to be
exactly.
Not to be facetious on this question,
but I'm going to be facetious.
No, if you have Gronkowski back and he's medically cleared, is he back on special teams? Like, in other words, is he back on the field goal protection?
Oh,
or
do you now
steer clear with that?
I would think he'd be back on.
If he's the best man for the job, and that's an important job. Best way to lose a game is to have a kick block. That's what Bill said.
So, but we think when he comes back,
except
it's
the next week
on.
He decided not to go for a touchdown and kick the field goal instead, when only winning by 7 at the time. So evidently that week, the best way to lose the game wasn't to have a kick block.
Good way to
check.
Andre Johnson dropped a touchdown.
Bill's got it right in his name. Bill Belichick.
Good way to potentially lose a game. Andre Johnson dropping touchdown passes in
making
in
that comment. Good way to lose my job.
Paul, what do you think about this? Get you rein you back in. Take shots at some other people.
Okay.
I know you like these cold weather observations. And Jeff Howe tweets: there are 16 Dolphins on the field. All but two have winter hats or hoods covering their heads. 75 yards away, Welker doesn't have sleeves on. Welker's tougher?
It's so ridiculous.
Paul hates when people, like, the old days got, you know, old high school football coaches in shorts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not cold out here.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Well, that's the...
I'm not cold.
That's what
Did
your
you have a high school football
that's
coach?
That's what your Everett coach would tell you? Is
oh,
that
yeah.
what it was?
Yeah, it's not cold.
No, I played basketball. We were indoors.
Not surprisingly, that guy has since had two hip replacements, but, you know, not related.
Don't have to worry about the elements.
Meanwhile, Otis Smith's telling us, we're putting on Vaseline under our thing. He's trying to stay
you
warm.
You guys don't even know what we're doing to stay warm.
Oh, it's cold. That's a great catch right there by somebody.
Checking the emails to webradiopatriots.com. Lance Moore with a catch. In the Saints game, Nano writes in, guys, I'm glad that the unfortunate Ron Brace years have mercifully come to an end. Now that he's gone, can you let us know why, in your opinion, he was a bust? Primarily, was it effort, physical skill, or mental aptitude?
Physical skill. I believe he was overdrafted.
I'm going to go physical skill. I think that they've been guilty of this at times. They look at guys that are very highly regarded, and for some reason they fall in love with the other guy.
Jermaine Cunningham instead of Carlos Dunlap.
Yeah, and Ron Brace
like
instead of B.J. Raji. Not that they had a chance to draft B.J. Raji, but I think that they look at the guy and they're
they
like,
did
you know
Dunlap,
what?
Though, yeah? Yeah?
Oh, they passed on Dunlap.
Yeah. Yeah. Dunlap went the very next pick.
And matter of fact, Bill specifically mentioned Dunlap by name in saying, and it's touchdown, Houston. He specifically mentioned Dunlap when he drafted Cunningham, saying flat out they thought more of Cunningham.
Yeah, even though Dunlap was much more productive
in
college.
I think he referenced the bowl game and said, you know, I know Dunlap was the defensive MVP, and that just as easily could have been Cunningham or something. He had some quote along those lines.
Right. So you wonder sometimes.
Which may have been true that day, but since then it has not been true.
Correct.
Yeah, and you wonder if they're looking at some things that are a little bit different and they maybe reach a little bit. I think with Brace, they sort of saw a lot of similarities with Raji.
Now, I don't know that he's the hardest worker in the world, and this is just totally from afar.
Brace.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just judging him on his vibe, and, you know, he likes to play words with friends, and when I'm lazy, I play words with friends, and maybe that's what I'm going with. But I don't know.
These are the observations now.
I just can't believe he has friends.
I've never.
That's just what the game is called.
It's probably
BJ
Raji.
Words with acquaintances.
Mostly family members are stuck with me.
They have no choice.
Dave Shinsky. By the way, Texans back within 14-13 of the Colts.
We're looking for
quarter,
not what we're
with
looking
9:25
for.
9:25 remaining. Let's get it now. What do you think of Gary Kubiak's decision to take the points there or take
absolutely
the extra point and
that's
not go for two?
Absolutely. Way too
early. Too
early
to start playing for it.
Yep.
Okay. They're down 14-13 with 9:25 remaining in the third quarter. Arian Foster's 16th rushing touchdown of the season. It's the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Adam Jones, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo live here on Patriots.com. Since we haven't done it yet, and LePan, get your mic ready, let's head over to the poll center.
It's a very crowded poll center
and
today.
Hear from Matt LePan.
Yeah, busy poll center over here today.
Seriously.
You had a nice-looking lady in the poll center today. Oh, first time for everything, huh?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I get lucky.
Eric's never had a lady in his poll center.
Yeah, Eric, don't think he ever will either.
Or in the center. Nah, never mind.
He's in a different poll center.
Actually, today, quickly, before the poll, there was
after all of that,
there was a Jaguars poll up. We got an email about this to slap you, LePan, that there was still a Jaguars poll up. So
well, I was working.
No longer a Jaguars poll.
No longer.
I was working.
He was working.
He's supposed to be working. It's like poll the center.
It's you like and the post game.
Him and Perillo, Andy. Him and Perillo.
Matt, they're giving
playing
a
like the Dolphins today are Paul Perillo and Matt LePan just mailing it in.
I don't like it.
Playing the role of Seth Smith today. Is
who the hell's Seth Smith?
Duke guy.
The corner?
Sean?
Sean Smith is what I meant. Oh. He transported all the way to
he's
Miami.
He's a transport.
Yeah, transported down to Miami.
Anyways, how should the Patriots approach Sunday's game with Miami? Play to win, rest the starters, pull the starters if Houston wins, monitor the Denver game.
Rest the starters.
Isn't that play to win? Isn't that a regular poll?
Rest the starters.
I like it.
I would go rest the starters.
Rest the starters.
Health is the most important thing, even though I said the bye is really important, too. To me, the health
is really
the most important thing. And I think absolute worst-case scenario is you play everybody, and then you play next week. Because now you're banged up, and you're playing. It's over.
I would definitely
not
attack.
A lot of people agreeing with you guys. 6% on rest
the
starters.
But, you know, they're not smart.
I would definitely
Paul
attack.
Says that all the time.
Definitely attack Seth
I
Smith.
Take that,
that's what I
take
do.
That as a check in the right column. When
fans.
When the fans don't
check.
Agree with my line of thinking. Fans, check.
Patriots fans.
Everyone listening to the show.
Check. Speaking of Patriots fans.
Christine's thinking, these guys are real a-holes.
Really? Could they be more disrespectful?
You can email into us.
I'm right here. I lead a fan club.
Patriots. If you knew the crew that I hung around with, you wouldn't doubt that for a second.
And
see?
You know what?
You see?
But you know what? We're
I'm
all
just fine.
We're all New Englanders. We can take it. We all take shots at each other. That's what it's about, right? There's got to be a lot of shots that fly around when 488 Patriots fans in Triangle County get together.
A few. I mean, I was holding on to a dollar bill comment on the poll center, but I'll
hold
on to that for a little bit longer.
Paul, you got a buck in you? Can I do the forehead thing?
No, I just bought a TV. I have no money.
Make them work for it.
Paul's brother taught me a few tricks with dollar bills. I went to a strip club with Paul's brother once.
Just fold them long ways.
It's actually my bachelor party. But
do you want me to put one? Oh, yeah, it was Paul's bachelor party. That's right, it was.
I went there one time with his brother.
He was teaching me all these tricks.
Doesn't remember, Paul.
Putting dollar bills in, like, my zipper and stuff.
He hangs around my brother.
Was the Everett football coach there in the shorts or no?
He didn't make it.
No, but it was in a really shady place.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, absolutely.
Liquor
shady.
In the front, poker in the rear place, like
absolutely
gambling in the back
place.
Room, and there was a lot going on.
Hold on, what was that?
You heard it. Lollipops involved, Paul.
You can get in touch with the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots
very
pregame
shady
social
place.
As we take you up to Patriots and Dolphins 425
deli platter
from Foxborough. Email us webradiopatriots.com.
Oh,
you can give us a call 508-298-0398. And time now for our Bose headphone giveaway.
Let me get to the
inactives.
Rob Gronkowski is active. I'm opening the actual.
By the time we get this open,
Marcus Zusevic.
We could have done the Bose headphone.
These are the inactives: Marcus Zusevic, Alfonso Dennard, Nate Ebner, Jake Beckett, as always, Nick McDonald, Kamar Aiken, and Marquise Cole with that finger that had him doubtful. Huh. So Rob Gronkowski, a lot of people active. A lot of key, Aqib Talib, active. Rob Gronkowski,
46, I
active.
Believe.
Sebastian Vollmer, active. All the injured, important people are active. Well,
Talib, except for Alfonso Dennard,
who apparently is really hurt.
Talib was active.
He missed last week and he missed this week.
Well, I would never expect Talib to be inactive after last week. No, he ran around holding his hip.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Talib.
So
I mean,
evidently
Talib
they
already,
just decided you're all right. Get out there.
He was already active last week. Gronkowski is a change.
Not really, though.
Dennard, well, no, but
he was an inactive active player.
But for all intents and purposes, you might be having two of those guys because we don't know the role of Rob Gronkowski coming up here.
That's interesting. Active.
It's something we'll get into with Gronkowski being active. Alfonso Dennard. One of the big inactives for the Patriots. We'll have analysis coming up on that here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. It is time now for our Bose headphone giveaway.
Yeah, Bose.
the eighth caller to the contest line, 508-298-0392. And again, the contest line, 508-298-0392, wins a pair of Bose SIE2 Sport headphones. To push your workout to the limit, you need headphones that can keep up. Bose SIE2 Sport headphones, engineered for exercise, offering acclaimed Bose sound, sweat and weather resistance, and a comfortably secure and exclusive Reebok Fitness armband. You demand more from your workout, shouldn't you demand more from your headphones as well? Bose, game-changing sounds. To be the eighth caller, you can win our last Bose headphone giveaway of the year. Is that correct, Kevin? No more in the postseason. So this is our final one, 508-298-0392.
No Bose!
And then we come back with more on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame socials. We get Andy and Paul's keys to this game against Miami.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance, with over 100 ASE certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Dante Hightower, the New England Patriots, and I get ready for every game with Andy Hart and Paparella on the Patriots Pregame Social.
Final game of the regular season for Patriots rookie Dante Hightower and the rest of the New England Patriots. They wrap the season up with the Miami Dolphins.
Professional can't speak.
4:25 Eastern.
Sounded
kick.
Like the commissioner
of
the draft.
Can I go off on a tangent for a second? quick patch-related tangent.
Yeah.
Worried about Hightower?
No. Why?
Okay, go on. That was all.
No, what
told
was,
you it was a quick
why?
I just think
he's been an utter disappointment.
He's been trending down, I think, the last couple of weeks, and he looks like he's a little banged up.
I think he's had a pretty lackluster rookie year that I've been disappointed with.
But not worried.
I just told you earlier, the defense is really the least of my worries. They're going to win because they're going to score points. If they get to a Super Bowl, if they get to a playoff game, my guess is they may try to keep points down like they did, but the other team's going to march up and down the field like the Giants did. This defense isn't very good.
A couple of scoring updates, by the way.
I can't really argue with any of that.
So what I'm worrying about is on the other side of the ball. I need a tackle who can protect Brady. I need a receiver who can catch the ball.
Andy was looking a little bit more in the, the short-term situation. I was thinking Hightower specifically.
Long-term? You've given up on him?
No. Like the way he's played, he doesn't, he came out of the game really early the other time. He doesn't look healthy to me.
Right. Join the club.
Yeah, a little concerned about him.
Couple of scoring updates for you, by the way. Texans are driving. They're inside the 25, 31 left in the third quarter. They trail Indianapolis 14-13, facing
Andrew
a third.
Andrew Luck is standing funny on the
and
sideline.
Seven. The other update that is worth noting, Detroit within three of Chicago, 2017, midway through the third quarter, with the Detroit loss and some other help. Detroit win, rather. A Chicago loss and some other help. That means the New York Giants could get back into the postseason. They're right now hammering the Philadelphia Eagles. So some things to monitor here on the
rematch.
Patriots pregame social. Adam Jones, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo here on Patriots.com. Taking
round
you to
three.
Pats and
ding,
Dolphins.
Ding.
Let's get the guys' keys to the game.
You've waited all week for it.
No, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
All right, last one of the regular season. Let's start with Paul. What's your key to the game here today?
He's using his koozie.
I was just using my tri-pats koozie.
Got to keep it cold.
Like the temperature in this room isn't going to do the job.
I have no idea. Running a little bit.
I have no idea what the key to this game is as the Texans take the lead.
Son of a!
Lot of game left. Lot of game left.
Ten minutes
a roller coaster.
No key.
Listen, the key to this game is going to be the outcome of that game. How's that sound?
That sounds excellent.
We could sit here and come up with, you got to get the pass protection issues straightened out. That's true. You got to get off to a better start at the beginning of the, that's true. Mm-hmm. To me, it all comes down to...
he's just not going
to
ask for mine since he's checking them off as he goes down.
The motivation to me is all about what happens in this Houston-Indianapolis game.
All right.
That's the key to the game. Indianapolis winning the last 20 minutes of that game is the key to the key to the Dolphins game.
It's the last time we start with Paul for keys to the game. what's your key here, Andy?
Sorry, Mr. Big Time Show host.
I am going to go with what I said earlier. It's if it's a matchup, it's Wake on Vollmer, but bigger picture, it's the offensive line. I need you to start playing like the offensive line that kept Brady clean, a month and a half ago.
I said
everything.
That.
I know you said everything.
Everything you do to me every week
sort of extends from there, in my opinion. I don't really care about the defense. I poo-poo the defense, poo-poo everything else. They need to have pass protection and get the offense going. I want a couple drives down the field. I heard Kevin Falk talking about this pregame. They want he's looking for a 14-point victory. Doesn't have to be dominant, but has to be clean. Show me a clean game. Protect Brady, some nice drives, get the job done. That's what I'm looking for. And to me, that starts with pass protection and keeping Cameron Wake from, Paul, making waves in the Patriots' backfield.
All right, those are
I
the
try
guys.
To. End that's every what happens. Cameron Wake note with a joke about that.
That's what happens when you end with Andy.
Yeah,
Wake.
That's it's
from
really,
now on.
It's really a lose.
Yeah, one more option in the room.
It's really a lose lose.
Sorry, Matt.
You can get in touch with your keys to the game. WebRadioPatriots.com. You can also give us a call 508-298-0398. Adam Jones, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Let Dunkin' Donuts make you a sandwich. Dunkin's Turkey Cheddar Bacon and Ham and Cheese Bakery sandwiches are made with care so you can enjoy life's simple pleasures. Get yours today. America runs on Dunkin'. Checking the emails, webradiopatriots.com. Our buddy Al in Italy writes in.
Fat Al.
I think the offense needs to show up big today, guys. They need to carry over some momentum for the postseason. I'm confused about this team, and I don't know what to think. As always, less Andy, more Paul. Your thoughts.
Screw you. That's
the offense is trending in the wrong direction. There's no question about that. Andy's keys address that. You need to get your protection straightened out. That's the key. I think the health of the offensive line is the key. But like we kind of talked about in a previous segment, as the Colts take one to the house to retake the lead.
Booyah!
It's good play by
we
play.
We talked about it in the...
There is no one within 20 yards of that guy.
I don't know what you can do to fix that, the offensive line.
Show ponies! What is it, Paul?
Unicorns and show
Unicorns
ponies.
Unicorns and show ponies in Indy. 20-16, and Gary Kubiak is not happy. He's throwing pointers around at a lot of people.
Extra
that guy's fast.
Extra point pending.
I tell you his name if he didn't have dreads that covered it his entire name.
With the Colts on top, 20-16 again. Extra point on the way for Indianapolis following a kick return. Texans had just gone in front.
Even Devin McCourty could have returned that one. He ran straight down the hash and was never touched.
Texans had just jumped in front on a field goal, and the Colts return the ensuing kickoff from the other end zone to, or from one end zone to the other, rather, as they take a 20-16 lead. Third quarter action in Indianapolis, again a game that Patriots fans are watching closely. But Paul, you were saying there on the Patriots offense.
Well, just the offensive line that Andy and I are so concerned about. The problem with it is I don't know how you fix it if it is 100% health related. I don't see how they're going to get any better. Even the bye helps, but it's not going to fix it. So there's some concerns there. I understand why Al is concerned about that.
Christina from the Twitter sphere, Eric Friends wanted us to say hello to you from him. Are you friendly with him?
Yeah, he's a good buddy of mine.
Nice.
We went to Sox games together.
Oh, nice.
Well, we were tailgating out here last year, too.
Old friends.
Eric has been on this radio station.
He has. He's filled in on PSA
Progress
before.
As a host.
Yes.
Yeah, good buddy of mine.
He's a friend of the show.
He's a friend of the show.
Adam is just not happy.
No, we've run amok and he can't control us.
No, I'm just trying to think of who that is. That's all.
Eric Friends. He's this guy right here.
Wow, sorry, Mr. Bigwig. You get
I'll
your
tell
own
you,
show.
He gets his own show. He completely forgets
Eric
everybody.
Eric Friends,
you
know, check. With a Z.
Yes.
Friends. Sorry, I'm thinking
that's
Friends.
That's why I've been saying Friends.
I was hearing Friends like, you know, the television program. I get the spelling now. Friends.
Jesus.
Got it.
Still don't know who that guy is with the Colts, by the way.
Apparently fans inside the stadium, not many of them, but they erupted when the kick return just happened by the Colts. So one of those days where a few chilly fans in Gillette are having fun together.
Excellent.
Christina, not one of them, because she blew off her friends for a heated room. Well, semi-heated room.
I'm about to head out in a second.
There's a little, it's a little
a
heat in here.
I have a burger and some beers waiting for me.
Excellent.
So we'll bring a burger. Beers are going to go fast.
Bring a Tri-Pats koozie from the Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I don't think you need that. That would actually warm the beer up.
It's more hand protection than
yes.
beer.
Yeah. Looking ahead to Pats.
Like those gloves at the Super Bowl. You weren't there.
Looking ahead to Pats and Dolphins.
We drank beer out of an ice mug at the Super Bowl. And they gave you gloves when they served it to you, so your hand would.
Yeah, the mug was actually
to...
made of ice.
It was really cool.
You don't want to have a Christmas story moment.
No.
Could have, though.
Don't lick the mug.
Except, yes. Andy, weren't you complaining about how your hand smelled for like
well,
a week
the,
after
well, the
that?
Gloves, the gloves were dirty smelling. I'm assuming they were clean, but they didn't smell.
Did
they
not smell. Use the spray in them like at the bowling alley with your shoes?
I don't know what it was. Well, I still have my glove.
We're at this fancy party with ice sculptures and ice mugs, and Andy's walking around. Smell my hand.
Because it stunk.
Well, it did smell.
Like a fisherman had used it or something. Yeah. And
those gloves smelled. You didn't go to the Super Bowl, did you? You weren't a big timer then, huh?
No. I was sitting in
would you have Northeastern Towson State or something to do that night?
Towson beat Oregon State.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
There might have been a big Northeastern game. That's true. Speaking of which, Joe Philbin there, Paul.
Okay.
Little Northeastern tie-in.
Reel it back in here.
I've talked to him
no,
about
No.
It.
We can't go off on
he was here with Green Bay.
We can't go off on a Northeastern tangent for 5 seconds. We've got to talk about stinky gloves for
3 minutes. No, that's a word.
That was Patriots Super Bowl related.
By the way, it was Kareem, I think, is the last name of the Colts returner.
36 with the long dreads.
Yeah.
That cover his name.
Excellent.
I don't care.
What's going on over in the Bull Center, LePan?
And Houston took their kick back to the 24.
All right. Well, we're sticking with the one poll for today just because that's what's on people's minds. Because
you're working today.
Yep. Working hard. Uh-huh. Working hard in the Bull Center.
Honestly, that half of the table. My goodness.
Rest of My starters goodness. Has gone down since Andy suggested it, so people hating on Andy and Paul today, which is good for them, apparently.
Well, still clearly they're not resting the starters because, you know, it's
a lot
they're
of people,
all active.
A lot of people Except think, pull the starters if Houston wins. What do you guys think of that?
Pull the starters if Houston wins.
So that means don't start the starters because you'll know that before you play.
Right. The pulling would go along if you're starting to monitor the Denver game. And how that game goes, if Denver's blowing somebody, Kansas City out.
Right. What Denver wants to do is blow
up to
somebody
Denver
out.
On their own time.
My God.
I heard it too, Christina. I heard it as well.
You guys are all immature.
Dwight Freeney with a big sack.
All right, we lost control of this show.
Let's go back to the emails, web radio.
That one was highly intentional.
People would like us to refrain from yelling play-by-play because there's about a seven-second delay on the TV feed for some people, and we're yelling stuff out before it happens. Okay. Well, apparently, Adam Pac-Man Jones of the Adam Jones Show said, screw you, deal with it.
Like, you know,
it's a fairly big game here going on. Yeah. We're just trying to – I mean, that's kind of the part of the pregame
show. Tough. You know,
you can say bye on the air. Say bye to everybody. Or your friends.
Interject and say bye.
This is what we do on this show is we interrupt and we just say stuff.
Make sure you say goodbye to our good buddy.
Remember last segment when Paul goes, ooh, is this for me?
Make sure you say goodbye to our good buddy Eric Friends as well.
Yes.
Here on the,
I will. He's not here today, but
have
I
fun.
Will say goodbye to him.
Stay warm.
Excellent.
Enjoy your burger
and
beers.
I'll send updates when the icicles start forming.
Yes.
Here.
Excellent. One more time. Christina, before you go, people can get in touch with your TriPats Fan Club Foundation, Charitable Foundation. How do you get in touch with that again?
TrianglePatriotsFans.com, or you can go to Facebook.com/TriPats or Twitter @Tri_Pats.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you swinging by here as we lead up to Patriots and Dolphins.
You're getting kind of personal, aren't you?
Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
You're getting kind of personal there, no?
What?
Swinging by.
No, swinging by. Right. Checking the emails here to web radio, Patriots.com. Maurice writes in, guys, I had a question about Welker not getting recognition in this Hall of Fame conversation. Andy and Paul were insistent that Welker will only break the reception yards record and nothing else. My question is, how does he fare on most first downs for wide receivers or any player really? Because he gets 120 receptions every year, but it seems to me that 95 of them move the chains each year.
Just as a point of clarification, I said he'll break records for receptions, not for yardage.
Okay.
I have no idea on the other thing. I would assume that most guys' catches result in first downs, but...
Well, I'm going to look up the stats just for now. I mean, I know they list first
It would
downs.
Certainly make sense that he makes the most catches, so most of his catches, he would have more catches for first downs than the other guys.
Mm.
Wouldn't that just stand to reason? If you make 120 catches, you would have a higher percentage of catches that resulted in first downs than guys that only had 80 catches.
Makes sense.
Does T.Y. Hilton take this punt?
That's sound Ooh. Logic.
Well, you I'm be sorry.
Careful.
I'm
you
sorry.
Be that seven
I didn't,
second delay
I didn't give
there.
You the 7 seconds.
No,
seven
and now we have other people ball. Saying, I'm way ahead of you.
Yeah, is it?
So like, the feed is all over the map.
Yeah, it's DVR. You can link it up.
It's so funny how fast the game changed, though, with that one kick return. Houston really looked like they were in control of the game. They had scored the last 10 points, and now they returned the kick, and they regained the lead, and they got the ball right back around midfield.
Welker ranks 16th in the NFL in first downs with 66 first downs as of last week. Calvin Johnson, by comparison, had 88 first downs. Other wide running backs do very well in this, obviously.
Sure.
Other receivers in the mix, Andre Johnson, 73. Brandon Marshall, 73. Roddy White, 71. Reggie Wayne, 70.
So he's right there in the mix with other top receivers.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, Tony Gonzalez is right behind him. AJ Green
I'm actually
right
surprised.
Behind him.
I thought he'd be well ahead of those guys because he has a lot more catches than most of those guys.
He's 25 behind or 22 behind Calvin Johnson. That's pretty far behind.
All right. So it doesn't seem like the emailer's argument holds water there, but you can email in webradiopatriots.com.
That whole thing, and you might not be aware of what we were talking about. Andy saw a thing this past week that listed everybody in the NFL.
Nanook of the North is getting dressed in the other side of the glass.
Oh, I was like, what?
She's got like furry coat, flapped ears. Like,
who is seven?
Doug Flutie.
Is it Flutie? It's a Flutie jersey. Who is it?
Turn around.
Who's seven?
Serafino.
That's her.
She's seven.
Ah, I see.
Lucky number seven.
Got it. I was going to say, I know it's not Brady.
Andy had a thing.
Nothing gets by
that
you.
Might be Seth Smith's number is who that
Seth,
might be.
Yeah, yes. Seth Smith.
Yeah.
But Andy was talking about, who was the one that had the thing with the Hall of Famers, the current players that, you know, anybody been in the league for 5 years?
Oh, ESPN had an unnamed one of the 44 voters.
And Anonymous. They were talking about, they listed guys in all different capacities.
Bruce Gradkowski.
In terms of Hall of Fame potential. And they had locks and possibilities will be up for discussion or whatever. And Welker didn't even warrant discussion.
He wasn't even, I think the last one was,
I mean,
sorry, no plaque. And he wasn't even in the sorry, no plaque.
He wasn't even in the sorry, no plaque.
That was like Will Forks, Seymour Vinatieri were in that class. He was not mentioned anywhere on the page.
Which, I mean,
a little harsh.
Based on, you know, his 5 years of production, 6 years with the Patriots, I should say, because 500 catch seasons. He warrants discussion.
Right. Maybe he shouldn't be in. That's up for debate, but he should be discussed.
And even if you want to say sorry, no plaque, okay. But he doesn't even warrant, Wes Welker, Hall of Fame? You know what I mean? Not even discussion? I'm a little surprised by that. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I think we've talked about that a lot, but I think he certainly deserves to be talked about.
You can email in webradiopatriots.com. Your phone call is 508-298-0398. Here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, Adam Jones, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo. Did want to get to another sidebar topic here with the Patriots, and that is Josh McDaniels' name continues to come up for head coaching vacancies. Their former offensive coordinator, Bill O'Brien, the Big Ten Coach of the Year this season at Penn State, his name as well. What's the likelihood we see one or both coaching in the NFL next season?
I think you'll see Josh McDaniels coaching in the NFL.
Head coaching.
He gets mad. Gives me that look.
Head coach.
I don't think Josh is going to be a head coach. And the Bill O'Brien thing, I have no idea because the reports are he's got a $12 million or some ridiculous buyout at Penn State that's pretty airtight based on the contract they did. And remember, he got that extension when they got the sanctions because he had a trigger that however long the sanctions were, it was going to be an extension of equal length and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, is he that good that you're willing to pay him, you know, pay $12 million to get him out of his deal and then pay him, you know, whatever the going rate is, $5 million a year for $4 million a year as an NFL coach? I mean, I like Bill O'Brien a lot, but I don't know that I would make that decision.
Yeah. I agree with Andy on O'Brien, not on McDaniels. I think McDaniels is going to get a job. I think McDaniels is going to get the Cleveland job.
I think
it's doing too much talk about this.
What does that do for the Belichick-McDaniels relationship?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing. So it's not another, hey, we brought you back. You're the only guy we brought back. Now you're turning your back on us after a year.
It's worth bringing up. It's worth discussing. I don't know.
I don't think Josh would leave if Bill had a hissy. I don't. I don't think he'd burn that bridge. No matter it's his local job, it's his dream job.
I don't think it would be a problem. I agree with Andy. I don't think it would be a problem. But, you know, we're not privy to those conversations. I don't know what – I don't quite understand the whole dynamic of, you know, the permission from the head coach to get – but clearly it's a thing. Clearly it's a factor.
I mean, and this is one where you understand it both ways. It's clearly a promotion to go be a head coach. He grew up in Ohio, I'm not mistaken.
He's from Ohio.
You know, you go back to your roots. But at the same time, you understand it from the Patriots standpoint, like, look, we just brought you back. You know, we brought in however many guys on the roster that were quote unquote Josh McDaniels guys. So a year later to turn around and move on. That's one that I can see cutting both ways. So we'll take your thoughts on that as well. 508-298-0398. Emails go to webradio@patriots.com. Can I ask you another question on the Browns just since brought it up?
Axe.
Why is that such an attractive job in NFL circles?
Well, I think there's a couple of things in there for McDaniels. I think it's going home.
Independent of McDaniels, though, you've seen all these names sort of linked to the Browns.
I do think that is a one of the traditional NFL cities that people sort of have respect for. I think it's got a great fan base with people that care about, you know, the winning and losing. And I think that this is in order to win in the NFL, it's very simple. You need to have a quarterback, and it's been a while since Cleveland's had one. And it's no secret that that's why they lose. So to answer your question, on the field, they don't have a quarterback. Brandon Whedon's not the guy. I don't know if he's ever going to be the guy. And if he is after a couple of years, and all of a sudden he's in his 30s, then I don't know how long you're going to have him. So I think Cleveland is an attractive job in general, but it's not one that – like, I look at some of the other jobs, Adam, Jacksonville, Oakland. I wouldn't want any part of those.
And you think Cleveland is a cut above
Much
those.
Better.
Okay.
Much better. Even though that they don't win any more than those other teams do.
Web radio at Patriots.com. Dylan writes in, guys, happy holidays and happy new year.
Same to you.
I think the Pats need to try to limit Hartline today. He can get down the field decently, watch Bess, who has been ruled out.
He's out.
And keep a big eye on Meese, Wake, Starks, et cetera, et cetera.
Those Starks. So dismissive.
He's been ruled out, I think.
I didn't say I think. Starks.
I'm not a pretend a-hole. I'm a full a-hole.
But I believe our guys will win it by at least two touchdowns. Thoughts, predictions, which we've gone through.
I agree. Two touchdowns.
Two scores anyway.
Your
it's a good
areas,
ballpark.
Your areas to keep an eye on.
Although Ben Volin seems to think it's going to be more than that. He's got 21.
Some areas to keep an eye on during the game, asks Dylan.
What?
Some areas to keep an eye on during the game, asks Dylan.
The TV, because I'm watching
the
Colts,
offensive
Houston.
Line. The offensive line. Andy touched on it in his key to the game. I think that would be a good sign to see them sort of tighten up the protection issues that we've had the last month or so. And on the other side of the ball.
The defensive secondary, as Glenn Ordway would say?
Well, I think specifically Aqib Talib. See how he's moving around. See physically if he's going to be able to play. Andy wrote something. I think you wrote something. About how they played with him sort of being able to match up against some of the bigger guys.
I did, Paul.
Why does he scoff at me?
I don't know. I get all the criticism for being the a-hole here.
I think you should. No, I'm the king a-hole here. My initials are A-H.
That's a good point.
It is what it is.
Right.
You can't really argue with that.
Paul's a party pooper.
It is what it is.
You're a... I don't know.
Hall of Famer.
I was going to A-J.
Oh. We'll think of something.
Anal jack off. Is that not okay? Your mic's not on.
That is wildly inappropriate.
Doesn't really make any sense
at all. Okay, we've lost control. Can you reel this back in? That's your
job.
I was
going to let you.
There was a time that you were doing a really good job at keeping us on the tracks. Today's not one of those times.
No, it's not. It hasn't been the.
He's checked out.
Hasn't been the strongest day.
Now, interesting. We're talking about the
playing the role of the Miami Dolphins
defensive secondary, and Mary Paletti, a PFW favorite, at least some of us. Patriots hurting for cornerback depth with Dennard and Cole inactive. Cole started nickel versus Jacksonville. McCourty likely at cornerback again this week. If Talib can play, you know, like Talib was active last week until he really wasn't. And I think that's very much worth watching is how the roles unfold, you know, who the nickel guy is. If Arrington stays on the outside, if they bring in, I'm trying to think, Derek Martin,
Malcolm Williams.
Malcolm Williams. Guy didn't play in college. Now we're going to play. I just think that third corner, those nickel and, you know, Chung maybe could be in there. I mean, he could be your nickelback sort of today. So, you know, not that it's a huge matchup game and all that crap, but, you know, what the...
I'm laughing because they just showed the Jets sideline and Tebow sitting there on one of those heated benches.
Oh, he took his ball and went home, the fraud.
It looks just all miserable. Andy just gets all happy over there.
Well, on the Talib thing, which is what I thought you were eventually going to circle back before we went off on nickname tangents. The Aqib Talib thing.
Angry
what
little
is,
man.
What is this game?
He's pointing to the Houston Indy game.
Okay.
Because we're on radio, so he can't just say this game.
This game.
Houston Indianapolis
game. All right,
game.
Gruden.
The impact for Talib. We've already gone through it with Gronkowski. What's the impact for the amount of snaps played and how much the Patriots utilize him today?
I think they're playing. I mean, I don't think this game is the huge game. I think it's more.
This
the,
game being
the second game,
Colts and Texans.
Yes, the one you just
since it's,
said.
Since it's radio, yes.
The Jets Bills game's not going to impact
no.
it because that's the one that's on the TV that you know I'm watching.
I think it's the Denver game. Now I think that's where you start to pull people and downgrade playing time, and all of a sudden, you know, Martin and somebody else are your starting corners. I think they're playing to win this game. They're playing to start this game with their best football players who are capable of taking the field, and then maybe Denver goes up 21-0, you're up 21-0, and everything's kind of cut and dried at this point. Let's just, you know, play it safe and get some guys out.
Thoughts down there? No.
How many times do we have to talk about this? I mean,
Wow, chastising the host. Don't ask me again.
It comes down to me.
Different player, but sure, yes.
It comes down to me. Well, to me, it's all the same.
It's all part and parcel. Lump all those guys
in. I think
in.
You might see a change depending on what happens in the Houston game. Big quarterback sack for the Colts in that game to stop a third down.
Booyah!
Apologies to people on a 7-second delay there.
May even knock them out of field goal range.
And for those of you that are ahead of us, sorry for being late to the show.
Yeah, we can't please anyone now. Now we're getting chastised for being ahead and behind.
Colts still in front, 21-16 of the Texans in the third quarter.
It's some guy. Big sack for guy.
Social. Adam Jones, Andy Harbaugh, Perillo live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium here on Patriots.com. We do have a winner in our Bose headphone giveaway.
Yeah, Glenn Bose!
From Montpelier, Vermont is our winner. That's our final one of the season, eh, Kevin? So we're done with the Bose headphones giveaway this season. Nobody in Montpelier.
Not Montpelier. No.
It's down. It's down in highfalutin country down there.
That's where all the snobs live.
That's snob central down there. We don't worry about that.
They have cable in that dang
correct. Yeah, cable.
Capital
high,
city.
Cable and high speed internet. You know, it's just too much down there.
Eric points out, by the way, on Twitter that the last snow game was Miami. He expects there to be some snow fireworks today because there's a lot of snow apparently still in the bowl. It's not perfectly cleaned out, so the potential is there for snow to be flying around, either, you know, celebratory or
great. So I'm going to get snowballs.
The last
chaotic
snow game,
the snow one, the fireworks. That was the last, you know, big snow game.
What'd you call Paul earlier for his initials? What was
we
your
haven't had any snows?
What was your nickname?
No,
for
we've
Paul?
Had snow since then. We had the Tennessee game. We had the, but that was the one. You know, I would say the two games known most for snow in the last decade
and
are the snowball and
the field goal,
the Miami game.
So it's still 21-16, Colts in front, 13-13 remaining in the fourth.
Andrew Luck continues to do nothing and celebrate with teammates
from
on the sideline.
This is the epitome of every Colts game all year.
Quickly, what'd you call Paul earlier? What was it? What were his initials for PP there?
Portly poophead?
Something along those lines. I think it was Party Pooper, I believe.
Oh, Party Pooper. Sorry, we invited him.
You could send in your suggestions. Travis has been sending in a number of them from Collierville, Tennessee.
I love when we strike a nerve with somebody.
Keep coming. Keep those coming. PPAH and AJ here on the Nugget Donuts Patriots pregame social. Coming up, we get to our Sunday six-pack, our final one of the season, and we also head up to the press box to talk to Eric Scalavino. That's next here on Patriots.com.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance, with over 100 ASE certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Like so many soldiers returning home from combat, adjusting to life as a civilian hasn't been easy for retired Army Staff Sergeant Ben Dellinger.
The hardest part was getting out. You don't lose your friends, but like basically all those people get taken away from you all at once. It felt like my life was over at times. Everything I thought I was totally different.
American heroes like Ben face many challenges when they return home. That's why, for more than 90 years, Bank of America has partnered with military organizations to support jobs, housing, and critical needs of veterans and their families. We're also committed to recruiting and hiring veterans, reservists, and military spouses. And for Ben, we partnered with Military Warrior Support Foundation to award his family a mortgage-free home.
This is something I never expected to happen, and I'm truly grateful to each and every person involved.
To find out more about Bank of America's efforts, visit bankofamerica.com/military support. 2013 Bank of America Corporation. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of the smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
This is Brandon Bolden of New England Patriots, and I get ready for every game with Andy Hart and Paul Perello on the Patriots pregame social.
Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Adam Jones, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo all blabbering away here as we're watching the Colts jump in front of the Texans or remain in front of the Texans.
Blabbering! We're celebrating!
On a 70-yard
touchdown pass. I gave a Patriots-like nod to the Colts.
From Andrew Luck to T.Y. Hilton, puts the Colts in front. 27-16 with just over 11 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter as the Colts.
If you're going to give it, you know,
extra point pending. Sorry.
No, not pending.
Tacked on the extra point. Pending on my computer screen. My mistake. So they're in front, whatever
just
it is.
The last part. Your mistake.
Whatever it is. 28-16. As we keep you up to speed.
It's game. It's set. It's match. It's social. Weekend off.
A big time throw from Luck.
Just to go back.
Third and 23. T.Y. insta ride.
Just to take you back in studio here for a moment, Paul Perillo really riding the wave of emotion there. He gave the Colts his patented
nod. Well, it was third and 13, correct, and they completed a pass for a first down. I didn't know there was a flag on the play.
So he gives them the nod.
It was a big completion, and I declared the game over on the completion, only to find out that it was called back, and then I gave the nod on the touchdown on the next play.
Yes, Anthony Costanzo with a hold, which made it third and 23, then the 70-yard touchdown pass. So the Colts in front.
And for some unknown reason, Matt Ryan is getting absolutely killed in the fourth quarter of a meaningless game for the Falcons. But, just talking about playoff implications and whatnot. Not exactly sure why Matt Ryan would be in the game.
Rondé Barber just pushed a ref
because,
there, I think.
Really? Not the kind of guy I think would push a ref.
Because they have the number one seed locked up, even if they lose.
But I think what they don't have locked up is the ability to, go into the postseason with some momentum and actually win a postseason game, and I think they're afraid to rest guys.
It's a fickle thing that end up getting when you don't play well when you're trying to get that momentum.
I agree.
All these games we're discussing not included in our final Sunday six-pack. Coming
still a lot of time left in the Colts
in
game.
A few moments.
And I got to tell you, if the Patriots go out and lose, I am borderline beating somebody up postgame.
Andrew Luck's longest touchdown pass of the season.
Because, can you imagine that? Colts get the job done, and these bums go out there and lose. They won't. They had no chance they'll lose.
Yeah,
to the Dolphins.
We already talked to Ben Volin.
Volin.
How do you say that there? He was joining us earlier.
Is this live that I'm watching?
Yeah.
Because he was Volin.
So we'll keep you up to speed on that game. We do want to check in with a member of our Patriots fan club of South Florida, Bernie, joining us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. What's going on, Bernie? What's the atmosphere like?
Well, it's only about 62 degrees down here, gentlemen.
Ah.
Well, that's about 62 degrees 62 warmer than it is here.
Yeah, but it's our kind of weather.
But is your wind chill like 61?
59, I believe.
Son of a. So, what do you got? What do you got going on today? You guys watching the Colts Houston game, most exciting game of the day?
We were watching that. I'm outside right now, so I can actually hear you guys and without the background noise going into your studio.
Okay,
that's okay. We just cheer on this end. You'll have to hear us cheer.
Yeah, we're hoping not to be on a 7-second delay. As the Texans are nearing midfield already. By the way.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not going to happen anyway. We already know that.
I hear you. What do you got to you? Are you worried today about the health?
What's not going to happen?
This won't happen. Are you worried at all today about what the Patriots do here and the health? Did you even give a second thought to playing guys like Gronk this week?
Gronk, it would be great if he could come in and play today for at least a couple of plays, maybe a quarter or two, just so that he can get back into the rhythm for the playoffs. As opposed to sitting him out and playing him on practice squads and so forth, he really needs to get in there and feel, the ball and get a hold of things and get a hold of his game in an actual game as opposed to being on the practice field. So I think he ought to go in today.
Well, it looks like you can get what you want because he is indeed active, obviously, and if he's active, I'm sure he's going to play. What do you guys got going on down there in terms of your fan club today? Large fan club? What do you got? Good gathering? Good food?
We've got 175 members, and today we're only expecting probably around 75 because it's aired locally on TV. But we give away door prizes. We have raffle prizes at halftime. We do a 50-50 and give some money to charity.
Nice. I love that.
Everything's on the website. I think I sent you guys a link to it.
Well, tell us what it is so everybody can hear it and go to it while they're listening.
Simple. PatriotsFanClub.net.
PatriotsFanClub.net. He's Bernie from the Pats Fan
and
Club of South Florida.
By the Colts in the end.
Woo! Bernie. Go back in and celebrate with your friends because the Colts picked it up.
Bernie, thanks so much for giving
us a call
here. Is that
Vontae Davis again?
Yep.
We'll send you some more pictures later on in the game.
Thank
Excellent.
You.
All right.
Enjoy.
Thank you very much, Bernie.
I'm dancing like Vontae.
Remain in front of Houston 28-16 in the fourth quarter following another pick by Matt Schaub. Vontae Davis in the end zone for Indianapolis.
He was like stumbling in the end zone.
By the way, you were alluding to Matt Ryan playing in the game, Paul, in that Falcons game. They just lost John Abraham, who was carted off the field. So it's interesting what Mike Smith is doing in that game. We'll see how Bill Belichick decides to approach this game with the Colts in front of the
Texans.
It'll
be interesting to see how the reaction, I think, of some of the national post-game shows that normally applaud the veteran coaches like Tom Coughlin and Bill Belichick when they do that, doing it the right way. We'll see how they respond to Mike Smith today.
Smith is already getting killed on Twitter.
Who's doing nothing? Well, I don't care, but I'm talking about the suck-ups on the shows.
National media.
National media. Check.
But do you know what I'm saying? Like every year, like when Tom Coughlin played that last game against the Patriots legit that year in 07, you would have thought that he like cured cancer.
Uh-huh.
Because he went out there and everything worked out well for him, but it just as easily could have been this kind of a situation where, you're losing an important guy in a meaningless spot, and, then what? And I'll bet you Mike Smith takes some static from those same people today.
Those what now?
I was going to say those same guys.
Those
but
sons, I thought it was what you were saying there.
Same
not,
people.
Not the, gotcha. Nothing to play for in that Falcons game. Patriots looking like they'll have something to play for with the Colts in front of the Texans 28-16.
I was just going to quick update. They're coming in off Twitter. Gronk is on the field wearing heavy white protective something on his left forearm as he warms up, gets ready to apparently make his return to the field.
Excellent. Patriots, one of six games at 4 o'clock plus the Sunday night game. And let's focus in on the games elsewhere around the NFL on our Sunday six-pack.
Ah, nothing like cracking open a six-pack.
Andy, Paul, and Adam pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
All right, what do we got, Kevin? What are the standings here?
So last week, they're not good. Paul led the way, 3-3. Andy, 2-4. Jones, 1-5. Ugh. So Andy passes you, Jones, for second place.
1-5.
And Andy is four games behind Paul, so it's going to be tough for him to catch up.
All right, what do we got here, Kevin? Let's
first
rip through
game,
them.
Kansas City at Denver. Denver by 16.5.
I'll take Denver to win and cover. I'm just not buying the hype.
Yeah, I'll take Denver as well.
Heard Pete Shepard tell me, "Oh, the division game today."
It's a lot. It's a lot of points.
They're going to change. I've seen it before. 17-9.
It's a lot of points, but
I
just think Denver.
Pete the Beat.
Denver
check.
Has something to play for, and now even more so. They, you know, if Houston ends up losing this game, they can play for the number one seed. They can play all their games in Denver.
And Paul, you know what you say about that?
Good news,
tough
Orlando,
place to play.
Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
You don't have any of those on your reel?
Oh, there's probably many, many of those.
I'm going to, you know what?
I take
a lot of shots at Adam Jones for his lack of professionalism at times. I'm going to go out on the limb and say he has never said, good news out of Orlando, Florida today, someone has died.
Well,
good news out
happen.
Of Orlando, Florida, Dale Earnhardt died.
I mean, remember when I said who brought the fat kid to the podium and he was a Make-A-Wish kid?
Not the same thing as that.
Pete found that funny.
By the way, I want to go Kansas City just because you guys went the other way and I need to make up some ground. But
oh, you can't
I will,
do that.
No, I was just,
I would.
I was just going to say, that's. Let me finish.
Hello.
Here. I'm going with what I think, and I think Denver will cover.
That was my cue. I forgot.
Yeah.
I got lost in the moment for a sec. Green Bay at Minnesota. Green Bay by 3.
Green Bay at Minnesota. I'm going to take Green Bay in this one. I think they need to win the game to get that number 2 seed, and they are playing probably as well as they've played all year. I'll take the Packers.
I am also going to take the Packers because Paul said they need it.
Yeah, I'm going Packers as well. Again, I hate this. Every fiber of my being wants to go the other way. But
yeah,
going to
lose.
I think Green Bay as well, which is not shaking out well for me. What's next, Kev?
Number 3, Rain. Oakland at San Diego. San Diego by 7.5.
Wow. Terrible game. I'll take the Chargers, only because I can't take Oakland on the road against anybody.
And some bad weather out there. I saw Jim Trotter tweeting about hail and rain and crap.
Was it golf ball size? Because anytime you talk about hail, you have to talk about golf ball size.
It's actually softball size hail.
Right.
I will take San Diego. I just Terrell Pryor, I believe, is making his first start.
I believe that's accurate.
That's
another reason why I would take the
last time prior to this he made a start was like 2 years ago, and prior, you know, he was trading like jerseys for something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It kind of ended everything.
Tats.
It's just not all that good. So that's bottom line, and I'm going to take San Diego.
Final game for Richard Seymour, we believe, in an Oakland Raiders uniform, as he's a free agent.
Could be back.
I will go with the Chadges, though, covering that 7.5-point line. What's our fourth game, Kev?
Fourth game, Arizona at San Francisco. San Francisco by 16.5.
I'm going to lay the points in this one, too. San Francisco, big.
Me, too. They lay the lumber.
Give me Brian Hoyer and the Cardinals. Let's have him cover that line against San Francisco without Justin Smith. That defense does not look the same without Justin Smith.
All right,
next, Kevin.
Number 5, St. Louis at Seattle. Seattle by 11.
I like Seattle in this one. I think they might be playing the best of anybody in football right now. I have not been a believer all year. I've taken a lot of shots at Pete Carroll, and he's making me look bad. I'll take the Seahawks.
Yeah, I'll take the Seahawks as well. I just playing good football, good momentum, you know, the pressure, and I just don't see my boy the Samchise getting it done.
The line feels big and almost an overreaction to what the Seahawks have done the last 3 weeks. But
what, score 150 points?
Yeah, the Rams are bad.
Isn't so that just called a reaction, not an overreaction?
I do think Seattle will cover that line. However, no, an overreaction.
They're Patriots, vibes, by the way, are in full swing right now in this Colts game. It was a ball just thrown about 85 yards over a receiver's head and pass interference was called.
Colts still leading Houston, 28-16, 6:51 remaining. Colts football at midfield. Kevin,
last
what's our
game,
final game?
Dallas at Washington. Washington by 3.5.
Washington is going to win this football game. I actually think their role, I think this is an RG3 show, coming out party. Big day for the number 1 and the number 2 picks getting it done.
To me, it's more about Dallas, and I don't trust them in these kinds of games, so I won't pick them, and I think that Washington owns them. So I'll take the Redskins.
I also feel the same way. Anti-Dallas in this one. I think the Redskins take it fairly easily. So the only difference was I took Arizona and you guys took the Niners. You guys were the same on everything else.
So I think you could tie me.
That is true, as Andy Hart so eloquently stated.
Well, let's be honest. The pick six in the last game of the year, not exactly the most scintillating segment in radio.
Speaking of
you put me to sleep.
Speaking of eloquent, Maurice writes in Web Radio.
At Patriots. Sure, you were going Eric there.
Some suggestions for AJ. You ready for him?
Anal juju beads?
No, that's a good one. We can add it to the list. Oh, we have Ass Jockey.
Oh!
Admiral Jagoff.
That's a good one.
Adolescent Jerk and Angry Jezebel, all of which.
I am nominating Admiral Jackoff as the official Twitter handle of the new CBS radio.
At least I'm an admiral. I'll take that.
And you're certainly a jackoff.
Rear admiral. Really goes without debate. Let's knock out some phone calls here. 508-298-0398. Our buddy Tyrone is in Delaware. Your thoughts on the Patriots' approach here with the Colts on top of Houston?
Well, I'm loving it right now. It's turning up pretty good for the Patriots. I don't have a decision. I don't care either way whether they play guys or rest guys. I mean, it's a catch 22 either way. You know, so it really don't make a difference, really.
Well, now it does.
Now it does.
Now, if you have the bye there, you can get a week off. Now you play them. The problem was doing it not knowing what was going to happen. You now have a simple path ahead of you. You play your guys, you beat the Dolphins, and assuming this score holds up in Indy, you have a bye. So you've created that week off. You don't need to create it this week.
Tyrone in Delaware giving us a call here, 508-298-0398.
Why are you always shutting your mic off in the middle of the show?
So I can talk back and forth to Kevin.
Oh, God's sake.
Let's go to Melvin. Because
that really makes things flow nicely.
Yes, it really increases the way the show unfolds.
Because I like to talk in the background.
And then turn it back on and say we'll go to Melvin.
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
What's up, Melvin?
Doing all right, Melvin. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. I just had a simple question. I guess heading to the playoffs, do you all see an increased role for Patrick Chung coming out, or do you think just last week he was more kind of in the right place at the right time, that kind of role? But, you know, he does have that experience. But I was just trying to see.
I think he was in the right place, right time last week, and I still stand by. When they're healthy and he is a limited rotational pick-your-spot player, they're a far better defense than when he's on the field too often. I mean, he kind of had two fair-catch interceptions.
Well, I would go
week.
As far as to say he didn't play well last week.
Yeah.
I thought he was responsible for the crossing route to...
Vi Sikahema?
The former Bengal guy, the Texas... Shipley. Jordan Shipley. I think he took a bad angle on that play.
Bad personal foul.
Yeah, and listen, the personal foul I'm not going to kill him on because I don't think it was an egregious play, but in, you know, this day and age, that's a penalty. I'm not saying it was a bad call. I think he was making a good hit on the ball, and sometimes that happens.
So we approach Pat's Dolphins here, Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Adam Jones, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo here on Patriots.com. Let's head up to the press box.
We're stuck down here in the studio.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalavino.
All right, Eric, we found out that Rob Gronkowski, Patriots tight end, active for this one. How'd he look in pregame warmups?
Well, he's going through warmups right now, guys, and it doesn't look like the big wrap on his left forearm, which kind of looks like a cast because it's all in white. Doesn't seem to be affecting him one bit. He looks like he's catching as smoothly as he ever has. We always knew he had one of the best hands at the tight end position, and he's showing them again so far in warm-ups. Doesn't look like he's missed a beat since he's been out for the past month.
How about on the other side of the football, a guy I'm actually more worried about with a lower body injury, Aqib Talib, looked terrible last week in warm-ups, looked terrible on the field. How does he look this week in the cold weather?
So far, Andy, much better. He's moving around a lot better. Isn't grabbing for that hip every other play. He's actually looking better than I've seen him in, since he got that injury. So that's potentially good news for New England, especially with their other starting corner, Alphonso Dennard, not being able to go again today, 2 weeks in a row.
Obviously, one of the stories of today looks like it's going to be the weather. They're predicting, you know, up to 40-mile-an-hour type gusts. I know you had some tweets about Gostkowski and warm-ups. How about the throwing the football? What does the wind seem to be doing with the football at this point?
Wind isn't really affecting the passing game nearly as much as it was the kicking game. I think that the wind might be swirling a little bit higher than closer down to the field. So the kickers from long range were having a little bit of difficulty judging what exactly to do with that football. But so far on the ground, the passing game hasn't looked like it's you know, been really affected too much. Not nearly as much as the kicking game.
More importantly, what's Fred Kirsch been doing during this Colts game up there? Has he been breaking the rules and cheering in the press box?
Not as loudly as you might expect, but we've got the little his little digital TV on here, which is a little confusing sometimes because his delay is, you know, the TVs up here are on delay longer than his little TV. So he starts cheering for something before it's actually happened on the big monitors. So I'm getting the cue ahead of time that good things have been happening for the Colts.
And just so you know, people on Twitter wanted me to point out to you that your earlier season predictions of the Patriots season coming to an end in Houston and all the demise of New England seems to really be falling apart because, A, it won't be in Houston, and, B, Houston stinks right now.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. And by people, I know you mean Mark and Cheddar because he's the only one who's actually written that in. But
could be
yeah,
in New England, though.
I'm completely fine with that prediction falling through. As long as it gets us a week off next week and some home games, I'm completely fine with
all right,
being wrong on that prediction.
Before we let you go, any other observations in terms of weather, fans, snow, injuries, warm-ups? What do you got?
Yeah, I mean, they did a great job of clearing out the snow from the stands, but there's still a lot remaining. And if you guys recall in 2003 in a Miami game here at Gillette, there was the snow fireworks that was also against the Dolphins. And
yep,
you might see a little bit of that again today if things go the way I think most of us expect them to today.
Well, knowing New England fans, it's going to go one or two ways. The Patriots play well and there's snow fireworks, or they play poorly and it's snowballs. Is going to fly.
That's a good point, but I think given what's going on in the Houston game right now, that looks like that's about a done deal. I think the Patriots are going to come out firing. Tom Brady came out here when, you know, he does his usual end zone to end zone jog with his backup quarterback when he comes out pregame. Went to the other end zone, pumped his fist to the crowd. You know, it's a sparse crowd right now because they're just letting people in, but he's pretty fired up, and he got the few people who were in here fired up as well, so I think the Patriots are going to take this game very seriously, especially seeing how the only thing on the scoreboard, the big video board here all day, has been the Colts-Texans game. So I think everybody knows what's at stake today.
Who'd have thunk? Patriots fans rooting for the Colts in the final
yeah.
game of the season, getting it done. All right, Eric, we'll see you in a little bit.
All right.
All right, Eric Scalavino, Patriots.com, joining us here.
The
on
Colts
the
suck.
Patriots pregame social. By the way,
well, they do, but
you know Houston has never gone into Indianapolis and won a game?
Yeah.
They're now 0-11. That's mind-boggling. Like, how did they lose to them last year?
Yeah, it was a Thursday night game, I believe. They had, what's the guy's?
Orlovsky.
Ugh. What was it, Painter? I forget. One of them had, like, one of their rare good games and led a late drive.
And that's how they
yeah,
lost.
Yeah, they came from behind late, yeah.
J.J.
Yeah.
Watt looks
now,
like
it was.
Cry.
Don't forget, it was the T.J. Yates led Texans that lost the game.
Oh, so this is at the end of the season, yeah. You're saying? Gotcha.
It was one of the
because
I think they lost. I think they went 3-3 in the last six with Yates, and it was one of the three they lost.
Going to fall to 0-11 as they trail 28-16 in Indianapolis, 3:20 to go in that one. Let's squeeze in another phone call, 508-298-0398. Joel's in Atlanta. Your thoughts on the Patriots here today, Joel?
Well, you know, it's going to be regular Belichick. He's going to play his starters like normal. But I got a few things. I just want to say that, you know, this is the last game of the season. I really enjoyed you guys. But I had the chance to actually listen to some of the New York radio because I just came from Boston this morning. And it's very depressing for New York radio right now since the Jets are doing horrible. But I just want to say you guys are very entertaining. I really enjoyed you guys from preseason to now. So it's definitely been great listening to you guys on a daily basis. So.
Well, don't turn us off.
Yeah, stick with us through the playoffs.
We're full bore. If we go into February, we'll be right there along. Yeah, we'll be broadcasting live from the Super Bowl.
We'll have the bye next week, but we'll be back.
And Adam, quick question.
No pregame social for the Super Bowl.
No, but we'll do pregame practice.
Saturday. You did the Michigan State game last night, right? You
correct.
Stayed up pretty late.
I was up fairly late. Yes, I was looking forward to coming in and seeing these guys' shining faces though this morning.
I was listening to the radio driving through North Carolina. I'm like, is that Adam? I'm like,
You were doing the game? You did the game itself, like, or just like halftime?
Just pre and post game, yeah. In the studio in lovely Bristol, Connecticut. Joel, we appreciate the phone call. 508.
I was like, how far did you have to come to get here?
That was a lot of driving around yesterday, but happy to be
it
here.
It happens when you're big time. You got these national gigs. You got your own show. You got a pregame show.
Debuts Wednesday night, Andy.
Look, let me tell you. When
I got to work.
When you have an opportunity to do the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, you don't say no to that.
Who won
let me
that
tell
game?
You that. Michigan State.
Okay.
You hosted the postgame show, and you don't know who won.
Yeah, you know,
he had to work.
You know, yeah.
Post game show.
That seems to be the excuse for everything. I had to work.
I had to work.
It's really just Team X.
We're working now, people.
It's really just Team X, Team Y, throwing a few stats. They're really all the same. Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Speaking of Team X and Team Y, it's Patriots and Dolphins, 4:25 kickoff here in New England, guys. We lead up to this game, 4:25 kick. Your final thoughts?
Eric touched on it. I think one of the bigger things today is Tom Brady. One of the worst post-game vibes you got from him last week at any point in his career here, and I think he was embarrassed. I think the other comments you saw kind of grew off of his emotion post-game, and I think generally when he's questioned and he's pissed off and he wants to prove a point, he usually proves his point, and he usually ends up with, you know, impressive stats or him rushing for a touchdown and spiking it and, you know, getting all icky balooky on the field and all that crap. I think Tom Brady is going to carry this team today to impressive performance. And as you know, I only really care about the offense because that's what makes the money around here and wins rings, or is supposed to win rings. And I think Brady takes them a step closer today. And all the questions were eliminated by the one, you know, of yeah. Arrest them, don't. It's right there. It's a very simple road. Win, and you don't play next week.
Yeah, resting is no longer an option. You have the opportunity
well,
to get a bye.
For us, it is next week.
Yeah, you have an opportunity to get a bye. You have to take it. So resting is no longer an option. I agree with Andy's description of the offense in general. I think a quick start today is what I'm looking for. I would be surprised. I know I said the same thing last week, but I'd be surprised if I didn't see a two-score lead in a hurry, you know, first quarter. Like,
and then Ben Volin's boys will pack it in and start making their tee times.
Just circling back to Andy's point on Brady, last two games, 3 touchdowns against 4 picks. He was sacked 6 times. Week 17 through 14, 19 touchdowns against 1 interception, sacked just 7 times. So we'll see how Brady and the Patriots respond with the Colts in front of the Texans inside of 2 minutes to go in Indianapolis. Should do it for us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. For Andy Hart and Paul Perillo, guys, hopefully I won't see you here next week as the Patriots pull in a bye week. And I will talk to you on the Sun Life Patriots postgame show here on Patriots.com.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots square off with the Miami Dolphins.
Over the middle it goes. It is intercepted by Brandon Spikes at the 35, 40, 45 at the 50 of Baltimore, and out of bounds on the far side of the field.
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com for the Patriots postgame show with Adam Jones immediately following tonight's game.
Patriots come hard. He looks, he fires to the right, and it is picked off at the 40. Vincent Wilfork at the 50, at the 45, at the 40.
Stay up.
Speed all the way down to the 30-yard line. Vincent Wilfork.
Log on to Patriots.com all week long for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.